Y'all, how y'all doing today? You know what I mean? The piano is what makes it, man. The piano and the organ. But, of course, my grand, you wouldn't know nothing, anything about that. Still a young buck. anyway, I want to say hello to everybody out there. This is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk. And I want to give a shout-out to those in the chat room already and doing some things out there. Ebony, darling, hey, babe. And then we got, enjoying life out there. And then we got Goofy. What's up? High five, Goof. All right. Then we got Janice Watkins. Hey, darling. Then, of course, we got old Lethal Migraine. There we go. That's a shout out in the chat room. All right. Once again, this is Let's Talk Law Talk Radio, and I'm the host, Mr. Talk, and we have another outstanding show planned for you today. I'm telling you, man, look. It's like this. The show today, man, is going to be on point. So if you got your debating hat on, if you got your ducks in a row, hey, today is your show. It's your show because we're going to talk about some things. I'm going to start it off with the NSA. That's what I'm starting it off with, and we can go from there because today is the day where the truth needs to be told. Now, we're going to say in that movie, A Few Good Men, you can't handle the truth. And a lot of you out there can't. But we're gonna get to that in a little while. Also. Let's see what else going on. I don't know. I'm trying to fix this mic. Okay. Now, here we go. I'm sounding a little bit better to myself now. All right. Also today, we're going to listen to the phone calls I don't make and read all the spam I get. All right, y'all. So, look, check this out. Here it is. It's up there. If you want to join the conversation today, 347-838-8622. Or if you just want to email me your comments, that's fine, too. ericlesstalk@gmail.com. I'm sorry, it's wrong. ericlesstalk@gmail.com. I forget. That's like me muting myself, tasing myself the other day, right? Woo, Lord have mercy. Anyway, ericlesstalk@gmail.com is the Gmail. It's the Gmail you can send it to if you have a comment that you want me to read on the air and don't want to call in or anything like that. Yeah, I can do that too. And you will stay anonymous. Also, you can always go to the Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at Facebook.com. Hey, you can leave it there. You can join, be my friend. And you know what? Hey, we can do things. You're hanging out with Goofy Janet. All right. That's a good thing. Hey, you know what? And I'm going to put this out there. Goofy, you know what? I love me some Goofy. Goofy is all right with me. Because you know what? Goofy brings a perspective to the show that I think only a few can really appreciate and understand. I just happen to be one of them. You know, because I remember in my younger days, I think I could rival Goofy. That's all I'm going to say. In my younger days, that's all I'm going to say. I could have rivaled Goofy on that, on some of the things he did. But, you know, now I'm a little older and wiser, you know. It's your world, Goofy. It's your world. But I want to say thank you to Goofy, because Goofy, you know, Goofy came in midway during the year last year doing my show, and when I was doing my show, and he's been a faithful follower, and I really appreciate him for that. And of course, Ebony, man, I tell you, every time Ebony come on my show, she get two or three compliments. But she knows, Ebony, you know what I feel about you, girl. So don't worry about the rest of them. All right. Okay, now, and all the guests in the chat room, thank you for joining us today. If any of you decide you want to join in conversation, 347-838-8622. All right. No, I'm not going to white knight you, okay? All right. Now, since we have it all that out the way, whew, man, I tell you, usually we get over to something, and you know what? I'm going to say it like this. This is an adult show. We like to hear from everybody. Everyone, we love your comments. Even in the chat room, we love to have the conversation going there as well. However, please respect everybody that's giving their comments, because they don't have to. And plus, it's my freaking show. So don't be insulting my guests, whether they're in the chat room or on the air, period. I'm just going to play and put it out there plain and simple. Today is the truth. So I'm going to tell you, don't mess with my guests. All right, because you mess with my guests, guess what? You out of here. You're lucky I can't find you. I won't take my medication for a couple of days and come find your purse, don't know, lady. But anyway, don't bother my people. And if you're on the air, you know, please respect my callers. You know, when they're speaking, respect their time. All right? Respect their time to talk, because if you don't, I'm going to handle you. That's right. I'm just going to put it out there. I'm going to handle you. Because we're all adults, and we shouldn't have to talk over each other and yell and scream over each other, especially when you're not saying nothing. You're like you're talking to nothing in the world. I know, right? All right. And when you happen to call in and we let you in, look, don't give us no 10, 15, 20-minute dissertations. Okay? We understand you're human and all that, and you have little side shows. That's fine. But a lot of times we don't want to hear all that extra about your dog had herpes and you gave it to your friend and all that good stuff. We don't want to know that. Just stay with the point, okay? That way the show will flow a little bit better and we can move on with what we want to talk about. Yeah, that'd be interesting. Your dog had herpes, though. Which one of you nasty jokers gave the dog herpes? But anyway. All right. nobody said about it. That just came out my head, Goofy. There's probably somebody out there that did it, though. They just ain't going to say it now. I told it. But anyway, you know, please make your response as short and sweet as possible. And, of course, the big thing that I really cannot stand. Well, I'm going to tell you two things, because, sometimes people call in and they forget about it. Number one, the use of the N-word is not allowed on this show. Okay, I'm just going to say it. I don't use it. So if I don't use it, then no one on this show is allowed to use it. Do we understand each other? Okay, now I have that out of the way. Two, do not personally attack any of my guests. You can attack what they said. You can attack the subject we're talking about. Hell, you can attack yourself. I wouldn't care. But you will not attack anyone else on my show. And that includes in the chat room as well. All right? Those are the house rules. Now, if you choose not to abide by any of those house rules, no problem. I will handle you. I would handle you. You're lucky we ain't in a, I got a live monitor because I get you for real then. But I would handle you, all right? So please, y'all, you know, let's enjoy the show. Let's have some fun, but let's be respectful also. All right, now, some of the fellas say I protect women. And I don't, you know what? I don't protect them. I just don't want anyone to disrespect women, just like I don't want the women to disrespect the men. You know, it's just that simple. I feel we can have a conversation without getting, you know, kind of vulgar and what have you. It's not whitening. It's maturity that goofy bone. And no, I'm not a part of the black bougie either. Yes, I know. Some of y'all know what that means. Some of y'all know what that means. Some of y'all don't. But anyway, those are the house rules. We're going to roll by them. And if you don't like it, hey, we still going to roll by them, okay? All right. Hey, because we like to tell it like it is. And that's right. I want to yell out my boy Lo, N-O, on the line in the already on the switchboard. And you know what? That's all great, y'all. That's all great. All right, here we go. Quote of the day, because, you know, we have the quote of the day, and then we have the song of the day. And I think I think I got two good ones again. I'm telling you, man, I be pulling these jokers up. I don't know where they come from. They just hit me, and bam, boom, boom, there they go. It's like Muhammad Ali knocking out George Foreman in Africa. Woo! Sometimes you have to rope a dope to knock his behind out and put some knowledge into his head. Ooh, did I just say that? But anyway. Anyway, I hope y'all ready for a great show, because we're going to roll today, y'all. I'm telling you, I'm hyped. I'm ready. So I hope you are, too. If you're not calling the debate or have a great conversation, man, you may be in the wrong place. All right? So anyway, here's the quote of the day. And some of y'all need to listen to this, because you definitely need to do it. You cannot change what you refuse to confront. That's simple and it's easy. Once again, you cannot change what you refuse to confront. That's right. So for all you out there with them sorry baby daddies and sorry baby mamas, and you letting them get away with it because you refuse to deal with it, hey, don't be looking for no bastard to change it for you. Oh, boy, did I just say that? Oh, that was a truth. You know what I mean? That's right. Don't be looking for anybody else to change it if you don't want to face facts yourself. It's just that simple. It's not hard. That's a fact of life. You know what I mean? That's a fact. It is what it is. You know, if you having trouble saving money, well, you know what? You need to look at why. Confront the reason why you're not saving that money. Are you partying too much? Are you out there in the club every weekend? Are you buying stuff you really don't need? You driving around in a $50,000 car, but you only making $15,000 a year. And you think you ain't got no money? Don't you? You think that may be a reason. Oh, Lord have mercy. Let me stop. I kind of got on the roll already. But anyway, hey, that's what we're talking about today. All right, that's what we're talking about. And once again, I'm going to read the quote of the day. You cannot change what you refuse to confront. All right, now. And the song of the day, man, I'm telling you, the song of the day is old school. It's what rap used to be about. And this rapper here, he was on point. So without further ado, I'm going to let y'all hear it because it's on. All right. Without further ado, y'all, he is the song of the day. We'll be right back.
I'm not going, I'm gone. Up, up, up and away, and I'm on a higher plane with a brain with a flame. Feel the fire, desire the same. Knowledge and wisdom and understanding possessed by God, transferred to man in a script or a book or a script till that looks like a biblical writing, inviting the hook of a song. Sing along with a strong subliminal message, divesting all men from criminal acts of the devil, revealed in rebel, designed to decline the mind to a lower level. Read the Holy Quran or the Bible, because it's liable to be a revival for the weak that seek power. It'll bring infallible power. Now who wants them? Come get it. A battle is a test of wits and I'm with it. Heartbeats taught and I lit it. Set the world on fire, I did it. Now it feels good, I'm heating up. I feed off knowledge and can't eat enough. Cause knowledge is infinite, suckers ain't into it. Ignorance is bliss and they kin to it. They party and dance and they don't ever glance at a book or look for their mind to advance. Caught in a rut, chasing butts, trying to get a dollar or a nut. Evil feeds off of thoughts of apathy, weak in the mind, and of course you have to be less than a man, more like a thing. No knowledge or nothing. Knowledge is king. My knowledge comes from a spiritual force, stronger than any earthly source of propaganda, hype or slander. I don't believe the hype, I understand the media dictates the mind and rotates the way you think. You think slow pace brain, can't maintain, ascertain, insipid, inane, crass, vain, insane, lame, tradition, all praise, fame, position, wanna be a star, drive a big car, live bourgeois, and don't know who you are, lost in the thoughts and praising the dollar, whether your faith is Christ or Allah, the knowledge of God will teach one thing, the dollar is moot, knowledge is king. My rhymes make a weak mind anorexic. You can't hang without blank, so eject it. I select it, rhyme to wreck it, to affect the effect of a rhyme that left it. Hanging like a pound that can't come down, but you're hanging in the brain, so your brain is hellbound. Lost and found by the serpent's sound. What you don't know can't hurt, that's profound. Absurd, some better word. An ignorant fool is a real cool nerd. Your pockets are fat with an empty head. Got a little bit of fame and a name, and your brain's dead. You count the dollars, so you think you're in. You know how to count, but you don't know when. Ask history today and it'll equal the future. Repetitive mistakes because the brain and the future need knowledge to understand the concept of sacrifice. But we don't understand, so we have to fight for killing people we never saw before. Don't even know what they're killing for. Following rulers instead of the prophets. The wicked can rule you, but knowledge can stop it. Souls can't be controlled because it's a spiritual thing. But you got to have knowledge. Knowledge is king.
All right, y'all. All right, y'all. That's what I'm talking about right there. That was Kumo D, y'all, in the house. Hey, knowledge is power. You can't deny that. You can't deny it. Knowledge is power. See, and that's what we need to teach some of these folk out here. The more you know, the better prepared you are, the less bull crap you'll take. All right. That's what I'm talking about right there. Hey, y'all know it's truth. Let's not fool ourselves. Knowledge is key. Knowledge is power, man. If you don't believe it, just look at some of them knuckleheads around you. Now, we can't say anything for those that want to have that willful ignorance going on, and there's nothing we can do about that. In other words, they know better. They just choose to do the wrong thing. Well, that's their problem. But you know what? We're confronting our stuff today. That's right. So we're going to tell it like it is, and if you don't like it, that means you may not want to confront your demons yet, because there's some demons out there we all need to confront. That's right. So you need to stop refusing them and go on and start confronting them. That's right. Let's get it on, man. Let's get it on. Okay. So that was the song of the day. Knowledge is king. And the quote of the day, once again, you cannot change what you refuse to confront. So I done covered all that in one big old yelling speech, huh? That's what I'm talking about, because why? I'm Mr. Talk. All right. So let's talk. What's going on? I'm going to tell you, today's topic is a good topic. It really is. And what is the real truth? And when I say what is the real truth, I mean what is the real truth. You know, it's some things going on. We see everything on the news, and the media tell us this, and the media, this media site tell us that, and then we take our many polls, and the polls say this, depends on who they're asking, and then they call, make do a telephone poll, and of course we know black people don't answer 800 numbers because they think it's the bill man calling or somebody trying to sell something. So then the polls get kind of skewed. You know y'all don't answer no dang phone 800 number call. Oh, bill collector. Oh, they trying to sell something. And you just let it go to voicemail. Half of you don't even listen to the voicemail. You just go there and delete it. Y'all know it's true. That's right. Because I do it. Heck, I'm not going to lie. I do it too. Because you already know. Man, they trying to sell me something. Right? That's right. So, anyway. So, as I was saying, yes, the media, you know, we have so much going on today, especially with our government. We have the Benghazi, which has quieted down. We have the IRS that has quieted down. We have, what else we got going on? Syria, we decided we're going to send them some weapons. Okay, that has quieted down. Of course, now the big thing going on is the NSA. The NSA thing, we have that going on now. And I'm going to hit that hard today. I really am. I'm going to hit that real hard in a few minutes. But you know what I'm going to talk about now? And is this the truth? A waste of money that our government is doing. Okay? Because for some reason, we have everybody's worried about this big old deficit or whatever they want to call it that Oscar government is supposedly in. But yet we waste money on a daily basis. And I'm going to give you a prime example. Why are we still looking for a mobster that vanished 40 years ago? Please, somebody tell me why we still looking for this man. Trust me, if he's been gone for 40 years, one or two things that he done been turned into worm food. He's somewhere with Caribbean enjoying himself. You understand what I'm saying? And don't give me that dango excuse that the family need closure. Well, I'm put it this way. He's been gone for over 40 years. Closure has come and gone many times. That's right. We looking for a white man that vanished over 40 years ago. Well, what about so many of our young missing children out there? Why aren't they searching like this for them? Oh, maybe because it's a lot of colored kids out there missing. They really don't give a flying crick about. That's right. I'm telling y'all, today is the truth day. Today is truthful day. Hey, what's up, Benny? I see you out there. But that's what I'm talking about, y'all. Why are we looking for Gotti still? Who really cares? You know, does he owe somebody some money? Like, did he really going to look like he's really going to be able to pay it? Do you understand what I'm saying? What is the real truth here? Why are we searching for this white man that's been dead? Huh? Why? Oh, Goofy, you say it's not Gotti? Who is it then? It's a white man that used to wear big suits. That's supposed to be running things. So why? Why are we still looking for him? I don't care who it is. He's been gone for 40 years. Why are we still looking for this man? Why? Is there a specific reason? You know, is there money they have waiting on him that, the body needs to find so they can give it back to him? Really? With all we have going on in the world today, we still digging up people's backyards and things looking for a dead white man. Oh, I'm sorry. It's Jimmy Hoffa. I'm sorry, y'all. That's right, Goofy. It's Jimmy Hoffa. Hell, he's still a white man, too. Gotti, Hoffa, the same thing. They're all supposed to be old, powerful, old white men. But why are we still digging looking for Hoffa? It's the same. It's the same principle, though. Why are we looking for this man? Why? It's not that, I mean, come on. Is it really, really that important that we find him? And, oh, my goodness. And the government, I'm going to show you how dumb our government is. As soon as they let somebody tell them where they think he is, they go and dig up that area, too. Well, damn, y'all, it's been 40 years. If nobody has found him now, you know, I guess you're going to have to wait to see him on Judgment Day, because apparently he's not on the way around. But you know how much manpower it's costing, and you know, just to go somewhere, pick all them people just to dig up some stuff and to find, oh this is another dead-end run. Golly, it's just dumb. That's all, just dumb. And you know what? You know what? I'm going to tell you, our government is so dumb, they sound like this half the time. That's right, they sound like a bunch of asses. That's what they sound like. Bible truth, I don't know about you, but I'm not looking for you anyway. You better be looking for Jesus there, baby. Since you, that's your name, Bible truth, by Benny. You better be looking for Jesus. How about you not looking for anyone? I be dang on it. You looking for somebody. But anyway, so that's one of the things, man. I mean, why are we wasting our time looking for this white man? That's all I want to say. Why are we? Because it really makes no freaking sense to me. All right? All right. So there. Now, we have our brother Law on the line. And he's coming from the N.O., the Big Easy. And where them people live at out there, they be eating them chicken feet and stuff. But anyway, we ain't gonna talk about the chicken feet. Let me go on to bring my brother in here, Mr. N.O. Low. What's going on, man?
Shalom, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Shalom. How are you, sir?
I'm swell, sir. I'm swell. Hey, hey, you on point today, man. You telling the truth. Why are we wasting resources? Why are they wasting? We not wasting the darn thing. Why are they wasting? Yeah. Bad questions.
Yeah.
But you'll never get an answer. You'll never get an answer worth listening to anyway.
Hey, so, you know what? That is very true. And I just find it interesting. Every time they get a so-called lead, they go and digging up some crap. Why are we digging up stuff? You know, the man been dead for 40 years. 40 years.
Yeah.
Why?
Or missing. So
Who cares? Yeah, so we got kids out there been missing less than that, but yet we spending all this money on there trying to chasing them. That makes no freaking sense to me.
You're right, and I'm going to bring something even closer right here locally. I have seen and I have videotaped so many pigs get out of their cruisers and leave it running with the air conditioner blasting, and they go in the donut shop and stay in there 10 or 15 minutes. You know, it's like you got a puddle of water up under the car when they get back to the car, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And who paying for that?
Now, we paying for it, dang it. That's
who
paying for it.
You're absolutely right. I have a problem with that. I have a big problem with that. They're not going to do it in their own car because they don't make enough money.
But they're doing it because we paying for it, right?
There you go. And this new sheriff that we have, he has a lot of things on his plate, because they had an old white boy that was sheriff for, I think, like 17 years, you know, all politics.
Mm-hmm.
They got a new guy, and he's not white. And he comes under fire for everything.
I'm glad you brought that up. I'm going to get to something in a minute, but let me go ahead and bring Goofy in, you know, because Goofy is calling from that great sunshine state, that state down there where California, they be shaking things up literally. What's going on, Mr. Goofy?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? How are you guys doing?
What's happening?
Happy Jay Hum Day, so I hope everyone gets laid today.
I didn't see you on that new Jay Stalin video, did I, Goofy?
Jay Stalin?
Yeah.
Okay. I have no idea who that is, but okay.
He knows.
I don't know who that
Stalin
is even.
You know who Stalin is, man. Cut that bullshit out.
Okay.
Anyway. Young rap out there in Cali, man. But like I say, man, you know, I have nothing about me that's for Obama, but Obama comes under fire for. I mean, I understand he took the reins. I understand that. But there's still some things that were going on before he got on the horse.
You know what? I'm glad you said that, man, because that was where I was going next with it, and I'm glad you brought that up. So y'all see, and not just I am noticing. Okay, now here, and you know what? I'm about to put this out here, and I know a lot of people are about to get mad at me for saying this, but I don't care because it's the truth and it needs to be told. Americans are such freaking hypocrites. That's right.
Absolutely.
We are hypocrites like crazy. Now, you know what? And you know, everybody's got upset because President Obama supposedly, you know, gave a directive to you know, do more surveillance and what have you. Okay. Now, of course, you know, being that he's a black man in office, and, you know, some people, hey, we're going to go on and tell the truth today. I don't care. And some people have such a problem with this. They fail to realize that there was a surveillance program back when Richard Nixon was in office during the Vietnam War. Project Shamrock, Project Minaret, and the Church Committee.
Imagine
that. Huh? Now, George W. Bush.
Richard Nixon
was in some other stuff besides that. But here's my point, Goofy. You know, everybody up in arms about this now, but damn it, it was going on back then. And here's another point to it. You know what? This is what makes Americans so freaking hypocritical. Soon as somebody start bombing something, oh, we need more protection. Why isn't the government protecting us? Why isn't the government doing this? Well, damn it, they trying to do it. Now you got a problem with it. Oh, is that you have a problem with them bugging or listening to your stuff? Or is it because a black man is in office and he's authorizing more listening devices and stuff than what was originally done by the great George W. and the great Richard M. Nixon? Is that the problem? Huh? Because both of those cats felt that wiretapping, you know, wiretapped illegally and, you know, they were impeachable. But they
but why wiretap us, though? You see, I don't think Richard Nixon tapped everybody.
Say what?
I don't think he tapped everybody like Obama's tapping everybody. If you own a Verizon phone, your ass has been tapped.
If you own any phone, you've been tapped.
That's right. There are certain words that can be said on any phone line.
At least
come
I know
out.
Now
Look.
That I'm being tapped. You know what
You knew it all along. See, that's what I'm saying. It's willful ignorance that
we know
believe
it until I see the motherfucker. You know
what
I mean?
You know what? Look, Goofy. Now, see, here it is. It's just willful ignorance. You know you've been listening to. It's certain words you can tell when they tap your phone. If you say the right words, then what's going to happen? You're going to hear that funny click, 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 and things go. Look. Back in 2006, there was another whistleblower. His name was Russell Tice, okay? And he said the number of Americans affected by the range of the surveillance programs was in the millions. In the millions, if the full extent of the programs, you know, were secret. So what makes people think that all of this is something freaking new? That's why I say we're so damn hypocritical.
Mr. Tuck. Please, would you give me one furlough? Just give me one furlough, all right?
Go ahead.
All right, okay. I'm just this one, because I don't normally let it rattle out my face either. I'm sick of that fucking nigga.
Hey, wait a minute. You just said you can't say that word on here, man.
He gave me one furlough.
I didn't hear that part. Sorry.
Yes, that's exactly what it is right there. I'm sick of him. That's exactly what they're saying. Maybe not around the water cooler in the motor pool, but they are saying it at their kitchen tables. I guarantee you. One guy that I noticed in the military, he's a warrant officer, works with nothing but officers and mostly white guys. And for the election, Obama's just going to do Obama. I hope they get him out. I mean, these are officers talking like this, loud against the commander-in-chief, you know, proud with it, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, hey, it is what it is. There's no way. There's no way to get that man's face off the ass end of all those white boys. There's no way to do it. I don't give a damn if that son of a bitch out there in Arizona keeps showing his birth certificate. I don't give a damn to what happens. There's no way to get his black face off the ass end of that page right now. He's the last one standing right now. You got George Bush face, and then you got his face. There's no way to get rid of that, right or wrong.
You're right. You're right. And but here's my thing, and this is the point I'm trying to make. You know, we all up in arms, and of course everybody like, well, he authorized to be more intense and heavy. What the heck you think he's supposed to do? You know, you keep calling about, I want to be safe. I want my children to be safe. Well, dang it, guess what? He has to do what he has to do to keep you safe. But yet, as soon as he does it and you find out about it, which is not a big secret because we tell you almost every week what's going on, you have a problem with it.
The only people that have a problem with this stuff predominantly, the sprinkle of black people, like you, me, Goofy, Vernon, et cetera, the sprinkle of us. But predominantly, you have Caucasians that have a problem with this. You know, it's just a handful. I mean, your cousin Ray Ray and my cousin Bookie, they give a fuck about that. You know, you could tell them about GMOs and all. They don't give a damn about it. This hamburger good. Fuck what you talking about. That's what we're gonna get, right or wrong.
You're right. You're absolutely correct. Yeah,
they could give a damn. But when you get to talking to those white people, especially the suburbanites, oh man, oh, wow. It's
suburbanites?
Yes, the suburbanites. Yeah. Trust me. I've talked to my neighbors.
The suburbanites, let's go on and call it like it is, man. You talking about the suburbanites. You know, it's those. Oh, I'm about to get in trouble again. It's my freaking show. It's
folks.
The black bougie-ass people out there that think they're not black, but they can't be accepted in white society. So they're the ones who are raising the most hell because they don't know what the hell they're doing themselves. That's right. I said it. You got an issue with it? Oh, well. We telling the truth today. That is the real
solution.
Truth.
So you didn't mention your solution.
I just mentioned Mr. Solution. Is that what you said?
No. I thought you were going to show his name with your solution, but
you did say that you told the truth. I mean, you know, he asked me. That guy asked me on one show. So, do you consider me to be a black man? And I didn't hurt his feelings. I said, you know, I think I do. Yeah, you know, an Oreo, but a black man nonetheless.
Look, I mean. You know, we have so much going on now that we need to wake up and pay attention. You know, this NSA thing, it's been going on for years, y'all, and it's going to continue to go on. I don't care who president.
Right.
Now, it's amazing how every time something come up lately, the first person they want to throw in under the bus is the president. Come on now. There's more people in the government besides just the president. And this NSA surveillance thing, let me tell you, it's a three-headed monster. You have the executive level, you have the judicial, and you have the legislation. All these three groups of government are involved in this thing. Believe that.
You're right.
So for those out there who think it's just the executive level, you have been bamboozled, lied to, just made to be dumb, okay? This thing goes through three levels of the government. So you cannot say that they did not know because they have to vote on it. They have to vote to extend the damn thing. The court's always looking at it to make sure it's constitutional. So what is the issue we have in this country besides hypocritical, sorry man, wants to blame everything on the black man? Calm down.
I will say this, though. Now, I don't give a damn about Eric Holder either. But even he stepped in. I mean, it's just like the dog pooped and he didn't see it and he stepped in. Fast and Furious. He stepped into that. You know.
Yeah, that's true.
But
that's true.
He was the one up there on the hill there answering questions, you know. Maybe he didn't tell the whole truth, but he was the one to answer questions, you know.
Everybody has to have their ways that they want the government to go. All right? Look, that's fine and dandy. But let's be honest. You know, well, the president said when he was running for office that he would curtail this and he would curtail that. That's fine to say before you get in there, but you have to realize once if you're an official and you get that high up in politics, trust me, you can say whatever the hell you want going up, but it's totally different once you get up in there. You know.
Mm-hmm. You see, well, you know, I've been bamboozled by good old Obama. You know, I do. I believe that he was going to change a lot of shit. But I mean, shit, he let people there were change in their pockets. He eliminated the middle class.
Yeah. He didn't eliminate no fucking middle class. It hadn't been a guy.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. What middle class are you talking about, Goofy? You
I'm
do you
about
realize
the middle class?
Who's middle class?
I'm talking about the people that make at least from 50,000 to maybe 100,000. That's middle class right there.
Oh, is
wait,
it?
Let's back up. Let's back up.
That's middle class.
You're talking about just a little bit.
If you're talking about those jobs that went overseas courtesy of Bill Clinton, but they didn't just jump up and leave right then with Bill Clinton.
No, I'm not talking about that shit. You know, all our American jobs got screwed by, you know, outsourcing. That's why America's falling apart, because all this outsourcing,
no,
people want to save the
bullshit. No, that's not why America's falling apart. It's not. It's not.
What
America
is the real truth?
The real truth is Babylon the Great is falling. That's why. This place is going down. All that shit that people used to think was so great. Matter of fact, I have one question. When has this country ever been great?
When has it ever been great? It's what you're talking about.
Where's the Jeopardy music?
When has this country ever been great?
Where's the Jeopardy music?
With a Jeopardy music. Go
I'm
ahead, go.
I'm asking a serious question. I'm asking a serious question. Go ahead. I'm
look,
telling you
look,
what you do. Go ahead.
Look, the
go
only time, you know what? The only time that this country was great is when the Indians had it.
There you go.
That's when it was great. I'm just gonna tell
you. When the eagle came here, when the Greeks came here, when those Romans got here, when the eagle got here, it was over. It was over with.
Oh, go ahead.
Everywhere the eagle goes, he destroys, and he brings the Catholic Church.
Wow.
Hey.
And really? Really?
Absolutely.
That's what you really think?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
The Indian was landed.
Sure it has. All right, y'all. Y'all want to join the conversation? The topic today is, what is the real truth? And we're talking about any and everything. Right now, we're on the air of Mayor Court in the good tent. So if you want to join the conversation, come on, join us. 347-838-8622. I have N.O. Lowe and Mr. Goofy on the phone on with me today, and plenty of people in the chat room. We got a conversation going on down there and over there as well. So, hey, just give us a call, hit one, and we'll be more than happy to bring you on the air and hear your point of view. That's right.
I'm gonna throw something at you, too. I'm going to throw a curveball at you. Now, what? I did a favor to your show last night. Last night,
you did.
I was at work.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I did. I was at work, and I did a survey.
Uh-huh.
I said, I'm doing a survey for Mr. Talk's show, and I asked 10 guys, if you met a lady, and let's say you were just going to the mall on a Saturday, you met a lady, you guys exchanged phone numbers, and, you know, you called her, y'all went out on a date. And the first question was, on this first date, would you have sex with her? 4 out of the 10 guys said yes. 4 said no, and 2 were undecided. And the other question was, the other question was, if she wanted to have sex, would you look at her like she was a slut or a hoe? 5 said yes, 4 said no, and 1 was undecided. And the control group was a group of guys in the age range of 33 to 57.
Wow. That's interesting. That is very interesting.
Wow.
Now, you know what you need to do? You need to do that same survey to women. To women and see what their responses are and compare the two. And bring it back to the show.
Yeah, but I mean, even with what Ebony was saying, will they tell the truth? You know, Joe had a good point when he said, I don't know, man.
Did the guys tell the truth, really? I think the four that said yes, they told the truth.
Right.
Right. I think they really did tell the truth.
I'll go with you. Now, me and Vernon talked about this morning, and he said, now, let's be honest. All those guys, if they all went to a strip club for somebody's birthday, and if they could slip in the back into the champagne room and get them a little knockoff real quick and nobody know about it, they're going to do it. And so, you know, with that being said alone, this is damn near the same. That's damn near the same thing, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, you know, look, there are some guys out there. When I'm not going to condemn everybody.
Right.
I think there are some guys out there that probably wouldn't. You know.
Right.
I know I'm one. You know, because if I meet a female and, you know, 9 times out of 10, if she want to go to bed on the first night, I'm going to have to look at her like,
What are you trying to get?
And here's the thing about that. That's fine. I know she's trying to give me some ass or what have you. But dang, I've been around long enough to know sometimes the immediate ass is not the best ass you want to get.
Let me tell you something, Mr. Talk. You want to talk about some truth? Let's talk about some truth. What if there's some women out there that been fucked over by guys and they haven't fucked in like years, and you know they just want to open up one day, and then boom, they happen to see you at the mall, and you know you do the exchange, you go on a great date, wonderful dinner, and she wants to just go all out. Now, are you
going to
judge her because you think she's a whore? That's terrible.
No, I didn't say I was judging her because she was a whore. Right. I said I personally have, you know, feelings about that, you know. Mm-hmm. Now, if we done sat down and had a conversation, whatever, we going to go back to her place because I want to see how she's living. I'm not going to lie to you. I want to see how she's living. You know, if she living foul,
I'll
tell
you if she's a whore or not. If you go I can vouch on this thing because I fucked so many women, and if I could take a study, the women that are whores that have their fucking bathroom looking like trash, they got makeup everywhere, lipstick everywhere, blah 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 blah. Now the woman who's sophisticated, she has her shit in gear. And I'm talking about, you know, a little cup holder for the soap and, you know, has their own little soap thing, a soap dish or whatever crap like that. You know, I can vouch for that because I'm dead serious.
You can vouch for that.
Talking to a woman, I go straight to the bathroom and take the rubber off. So I see everything right there, man.
No,
yeah, but now think about
that
shit.
Let me bring Renee in. Renee, hey, that queen of the show. What's going on?
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Sure.
Did y'all know that say he did a control group there? Was that low?
Yeah.
You know, I agree with you. I think you need to do some ladies at the same time. Should have just done them both at the same time. Just see their perspective of the situation. Because if you only got four that would sleep with a woman on the first date, I'm sure it would be less women. I'm sure it would be.
Like Ebony said, that a lot of women would lie about it. So, you know.
True. I mean, they may. I mean, but a real woman
will
not lie about it.
It's either you're going to do it
or you ain't. You're either going to do it or you're not. There's no in between.
But like I was saying, Joe had a good point though. The same chick that say, "Don't say that to me by the water cooler," be the one in the damn closet that's sucking dick. Yeah, in the broom closet sucking dick.
Oh, Lord.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, you know, and Goofy, like you were saying about these sophisticated chicks, now, that movie, that takes me back to that movie Thin Line Between Love and Hate with Martin Lawrence. You know, this lady supposedly had all her stuff together. I mean, big time job, banging house. Absolutely. She was crazy. I'm telling you, oh, man. She was going to buy him his own club. He didn't need to be at TC Club. And I don't know if you old enough to know who TC is, but yeah, he didn't need to be at TC Club anymore. You know? Yeah. So, you know, I'm
Are you personally attacking me saying I'm a young cat? Is that what you're doing?
I said I don't know if you know who TC is, but I know Mr. Talk and Renee do.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. Shit. But, you know, all in all,
I don't know what you're talking about, bro.
You used to watch Magnum P.I., man. Get the hell out of here. Get your ass out of here. Get your whole ass out of here with this damn
life. Where's this?
Only time they ever had a black man flying a damn chopper, and you out there, man, get the hell out of here. Hey, we used to look up there.
I know who you're talking about. I know who you're talking about.
I know
damn
who you're
right.
talking about, too.
Yeah, but yeah, man, you got to check that. Just, you know, just because some of a bitch got their house all thrown together and everything, man, shit. You don't know what kind of shit that motherfucker been through.
You know what? The women I'm going on my statistics, Laura, you know.
You're going on your
I can't go on anything else. You know, this is what I've seen.
You know, what, though,
you know the women that I've been with.
It depends on what you're going there looking for.
Right.
And where you
right.
and where you hanging out at. Let's
right.
call it be if you hanging out in the club and you picking up from the club, then you that's like a Russian roulette. Really, it is.
Yeah,
you
all catch something
now.
From the club.
Huh?
Nah, that's not always true.
That's not always
right.
true. That's not always true.
Please, come
that's
on.
That's not always true. Now, like I said, yes, you got more holes in church now than a little bit.
Oh, what are you saying tonight before they go to church? In the club.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, holes in church. Coming in the church.
There you go again, trying to lump all women into one category.
I'm
you
not doing anything. You know what
category.
You always try to do?
There's
hey, I'm the guy that I can sit back and I can say, hey, I'm this type of guy. Mr. Talk is that type of guy. I'm not clumping all of anybody together in anything. I mean, damn, what did you say? Every bitch in the club ain't nothing but a hoe because I don't club no more. That's all you said.
No, that's not what I said.
That's what she did kind of say, though, buddy.
Let me tell you what I said. What I said mm-hmm. was, it depends on the content and the character of the woman that you're dealing with. Not all women hang out in clubs. Not all women go to church, okay? You have different types of women that do different types of things. You can't just say because they're in a club that they're going to be a hoe because it's not even true. That's
okay,
not true. Sometimes you have women that go out with their girls just to have a girl's night out. And that doesn't mean that they're hoes. That just means they're going to have a good time with their
girls. Exactly. That doesn't mean that they're hoes. Exactly.
Yeah, you should be telling yourself that, Renee. I'm the one that said that. I didn't agree that they were all whores. I said, hey, you got just as many hoes in the church as you do outside of the church. Matter of fact, I know personally that you've had women come to church with a short skirt on and no panties just to start shit. I know personally.
No, you
come
do.
On, no?
What church you been going to?
I don't go to these churches or whatever anymore. But
how
that was
you know
a long time.
Wearing a short dress with no pants?
That was a long time ago.
Sure. Do we need to get Cuz on the phone and find out what you're really talking about?
No. He probably listening in.
You know what? That's crazy, though.
Yeah, but it's
look,
true.
You have
it's
ulterior
true.
Motives by men, and you have ulterior motives by women. You have men that just go to the church to find women. You got women that just go to the church to find men. I'm not saying that's not true. But the majority of the women that go to church are there to see God. They're not there to see
how do
the
you
man.
Know?
Because I go to church every Sunday.
Now, you know what, Renee, I go to church too, and I've been in church since the age of... But anyway, look, a lot of them girls go to church. It ain't, you know, I would love to say this, that, okay, I'm going to say this. I say 30% of there are there for God, okay, the actual worship.
Yeah.
But the other 70%, they try to get up there next to the preachers, the single preachers or the deacons or whatever they can, so they can, you know, get that prestige and that so-called position. But, you know, every young girl that
I'm not going to dispute that. I'm not going to dispute that. I think it just depends on where you go. I mean, I can only speak on my church. I've been at my church for 23 years, and we don't have that kind of stuff at my church.
Right.
But I cannot say that there's not other stuff going on at other churches. And I'm active
now.
In the church. So
wait
I can speak
now.
On my church. I can't speak on anybody else's church. I can only
how
speak
are you
on, my,
to say,
on my church.
How are you going to say about something you know nothing about? If somebody's slipping around in their church, how are you going to speak and say, ain't nobody at my church doing
that? No.
How do you
I'm
know?
Saying I can say I can only speak for the character of the women that I know at my church. I know that the majority of the women at my church are married women. I know that there's a handful, maybe three or four single women at my church. Mostly everybody's married. So, you know, I can look at only my church. I can't tell anybody else what's going on at their church, because I don't know. I don't visit other churches unless if I'm doing other events at other churches. And I don't get in depth with their churches. So I can only tell you what's going on at my church. Okay? Only at my church. So, you know, I hope that I would pick someplace to worship that would be just strictly there, pure of heart to worship. Everybody's church is not like that. You have ulterior motives in other churches. So I can only speak for my church.
Well, you know, everybody take up for their own church, and you ain't going to talk about my pastor like that. You know, y'all take up for your own. Y'all down the ride for your pastor. And he down to take up for my church.
If my pastor wasn't right, I'd be the first one to tell him he wasn't right. I don't have a problem talking to people. So I would walk up to him, and I would tell him, and with his wife standing here, that there'd be no problem. I don't have a problem talking to people.
I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that because I was listening in to the show yesterday. And didn't you say that if your old man had a friend or something that you didn't like, you would tell your old man that? And if he didn't,
I would not have a problem with it. Not have a problem with it.
See, that's right there.
I would not have a problem with it. It was a hypothetical situation.
I'm not about to personally attack you. But I'm
gonna
say this about
situation.
I'm gonna say this about your man. He less than a man to let you go up and say any damn thing to somebody he consider his friend.
No,
just because
it was a hypothetical. It was a hypothetical situation.
I know. I said hypothetically speaking, he'd be less than a man.
No,
I said that already yesterday.
He knows.
I didn't hear that, Mr. Talk.
He
knows my ass. What
he
else?
He knows me.
You got
knows.
You got the time to talk, and you got the time to shut the fuck up. And be a woman to shut the fuck up. I'm
really?
Out there. There's a time for a woman
not
to talk, and there's a time to shut
me.
Up.
Not if he's disrespecting me.
If he's not disrespecting, just like
that. And that was the whole case.
Just
he
because,
was disrespecting me.
Just because you don't like your old man friend or whatever, don't go over there to the house. You ain't got to go. Let him go by himself.
Exactly.
But there's some people, that would want their man to, because they try to run their man, they would want their old man to disassociate himself with his friend, whether he's been knowing the guy a couple of years or
let's get into that a little bit. Let's get into that a little bit. Goofy, you better come back on the air. Let's get into that. So, basically, what you're saying, if she don't like him, don't go over there, right? That's basically what you're saying. Okay, here's my question, though. Shouldn't this be something, I mean, you're getting married, so you're probably just not the first time meeting this friend. You know, shouldn't this be something discussed before you even get into a marriage? Because, you know, as relationships,
I'm sorry. I was just going to say, let's just say, okay, let's say you move to a new town and you get a new job and, you know, you all go out, all of you guys and your ladies go out. For drinks or whatever, you know, or show up at one person's house and, you know, have dinner or whatever, you know, just a barbecue, whatever. And one guy there, low, your wife says, I just don't like him. And you and I, we've been working together for the last 4 or 5 months, and we work great together.
and you enjoy coming by my house when we just stopping out, and you enjoy stopping at the gas station, drinking a beer with me up at the gas station, shooting the shit before you go home. You enjoy doing that. Now, if Lo have a function at his home, just because your lady say, I don't like him. I mean, I just don't like him. I mean, I can't even see why his old lady with him. You know, if it's that bad, stay your ass at home.
Well, no, I think it would have to be a reason. I think it would be a reason why, like, if something like that were to correspond, and say he hit on me, and it was
Renee,
the reason
why he, do you have to make it the worst scenario possible? Sometimes
it would have
run
to be,
into people that
would,
you
look,
just
look,
don't
look,
like.
Look,
no,
like
because I would try to give the person the benefit of the doubt, first of all, because I'd want them to give me the benefit of the doubt. But it has to be a reason why I would tell my husband, oh, I just don't like him. It would have to be a reason. It wouldn't just be because I don't like the way he looks or I don't like the way
he
said. It would have to be a specific reason for me. For me.
What if it could be
and
something?
And for me to go to the point where I have to go to that person and tell that person in front of my husband before I told my husband, it would have to be something really serious. He would have to have disrespected me in a major way. And that's
what
the
if
only
it was,
reason
oh,
why I would go to him before I went to my husband and say no.
What if there was something to the effect that you just didn't like how he talked to his wife? You know, you don't like how he talks to her in front of everybody. You know, she seems like a nice person and everything. He's just a terrible
then I would
guy.
Then I would probably speak with my husband about it first and explain to my benefits. I would hope that my husband respects me enough and loves me enough to say, hey, babe, you know, you're right, I didn't like that either. Or, you know, that was really rude. Or, you know, let me talk to him about that and we'll see if we can work something out. Beforehand, before it got to the point where I'd have to go off on him. Do not ever underestimate the fact that if he did it to me, I would not be in his face in 2 seconds because I would be. But he doesn't
see that right there.
I got a question. I got a question. You know what? Here, look at this. Look at this part of it. Now, number one, Lo, I'm gonna use your example of you don't like the way she don't like the way that he talks to his friend talks to his wife, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you're gonna use that. Now, being a man, you know, you should wanna disassociate yourself from him as well. And here's the reason why. Here's the reason why. Okay, you know he's not treating his woman right. So what you going to do as a man? You going to stand by there and allow it? Or you going to pull him over and pull his coattail on it? Now, if you decide that, okay, that's not none of your business, then you need to back away from that situation because you condone that type of action anyway. So that's going to cause your wife to look at you in a whole different light.
Yeah.
You understand my point?
I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying, but I do not agree with that. I do not agree with that, and I'll tell you why.
So you
because it's none of my business. See,
okay,
one thing that happened. No, if me and this guy, if we click real good, we work great together. We are great pals. We have a good time bull driving together. We go fishing together and whatever. We go shoot pool together, whatever. If we do this and we have harmony, that is none of my business how he and his wife conduct their business, and I'll tell you why.
Okay, I have a question for you. Let me answer your question.
You can ask what you want to. Ask me.
Okay, if it was the same situation, and he's your buddy, and you like do what you do, and you're with them in a situation, and your wife is with them in a situation, and he hauls off and smacks her, are you going to step out of that picture as well?
That ain't none of my business.
It's none of your business. So you just want to hit your nail in public.
It's none of my business.
So
here we go. Here we go. Okay, you just say y'all mesh well, y'all hang out, y'all do this. So if you're going to allow that, what type of friend really are you? How good of friends are y'all then? If you're going to stand there and watch him hit his wife. You're going to stand there and watch him hit his wife. And then you say it's none of your business? Man, are you real?
Get it all
are
out.
You being real
get
right
out.
Now?
Get it. I'm being dead.
Oh, no, I'm getting it all out.
I'm
because number
him.
One,
I'll tell you
number
what.
One,
wait,
you
wait.
Should pull his coattail on it. Hey, look.
Wait,
no.
Ask me a question.
I'm answering it because you're wrong, man. Because you're
my
wrong.
My rebuttal is this.
What's up, Ecos? I see you out there. But go ahead.
My rebuttal is this.
Because you better come save him.
I was listening to you guys
on the altar. He about to be sacrificed.
I was listening to you guys talk the other day, and something came out that was so true. A woman will go in a relationship bringing baggage. A woman will let a man screw over her 50,000 times and stay with him I was with him for 5 years, and he cheated all five, and I thought I could change and all this and all of that. You stayed there. You took that bullshit. Don't blame that on nobody else but you. Nobody else. You took that. And if you woman enough to take that, damn it, take it. If we out in the public,
what the hell that
man
to
cuts you out,
about right
everything,
look,
everything.
So
if no man cuts you out in, if no man cuts
so
you out
saying
in the public,
you blame it on the woman. If she getting hit by her husband, she did something to deserve it, right? So
no,
now
no,
we
no,
going
no,
back
no,
to
no,
the
no, 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 no,
no,
no, no, no,
no, no,
no, no,
no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no,
If they get if they get to fight, then they get to fight. That's them.
No.
See, you he hit her. He's in your presence and he hit her. What would you do? Would you say anything or would you just walk away? What would you do as a man that you claim to be? What would you do?
There are two ways to go about it.
Well, look, I've been in the presence. I've been in the presence of someone where this has actually happened for real, and I pulled them off of them. I really did. I did. No, this is not going to happen in front of me. I'm sorry. You know, now what happens when you get home? That's y'all business when you get home. But as far as I'm there, no, I'm not. My values won't allow that. I'm just sorry. It won't.
It's two
whether
ways
it's my business or not. If I see a man out on the street beating on his woman, I'm liable to pull over and stop that too, because you ain't got no business hitting on. Look, it's one of those things like this. Everybody say you ain't got no business hitting on me. You ain't got this, but yet you first to hit on somebody.
Welcome.
Pull your
hand
out and want to touch someone.
The wireless customer you called is not available at this time.
Okay,
please try your call again later. Announcement 1 switch 4119-7.
I don't know.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless.
Okay. All right, Renee, call back.
that's Renee. Yeah, she must
that was
hit.
Renee. Yeah, that's interesting. But you
get
know,
off,
Lord, look, I can't see, man. Come on now. I know you better than that. Ain't no way in hell you can stand there and let that man hit his woman.
Now you're over talking. Like I said.
Damn right.
Go ahead. I don't have anything to do. See, a guy tried to play Captain Save-A-Ho with I remember this clearly, with Andre Rison and, what was the name, Left Eye?
Yeah.
Years ago, a guy tried that shit. Andre Rison pulled that thing out on him, and that dude, he caught a fire and got the hell on out the way.
Well,
see,
you know what, Ben? That's the risk you have to take. Then you know that guy. Look, then you know he's not about nothing, and she's not about anything. Then you say, okay, fine, and leave it alone. But at least you made an effort to stop that,
to stop the dispute.
Now, what if you see this going on? This is your friend, and later on he just called a charge for beating her to death. You see what I mean? Now what?
Mm-hmm.
Now you're going to feel mad because why? You're going to say, man, I should have done something about that. In hindsight. Understand the point?
Now, maybe I could. I understand what you said. Maybe I could have. Maybe I couldn't did anything about that, man. I mean, now you're to the point where you're older now. And if you sitting at home and your old lady get the nagging or whatever, and she act like you're going to listen to her or whatever case may be, and you ignoring her, nowadays, when she come up behind you and take her pointer finger and get to plucking you upside, you don't feel me. When she do that, now you're to the point where you can contain yourself. I'm sure years ago, Mr. Talk, years and years ago, you would have jumped up and grabbed her and told her to keep your goddamn hands to yourself, or maybe more. I don't know. But nowadays, you can contain yourself.
Oh, okay.
At
I
your
can
right.
At okay, hold
now
on. Let me bring Vernon in here.
Yeah, bring
Vernon, what's up, cuz?
What's up, cuz?
What happened, cuz? What's happening? Come get me,
bro.
Hey, come get me, man. They doing their damnedest.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I hear them on your pretty tough, cuz. and they kind of got a damn good right to be on your ass right now.
Uh-oh.
I'm gonna step over by myself and shit.
Hey, cuz. I'm like Eric, I know your ass look bit net. Yeah. Well, I know
wait,
you look bit net.
Wait now.
Hey, cuz, now, wait a minute, cuz, cause you remember the incident when I was clowning and you tried to come, you got cuz, don't do that, man. Don't.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Me and you first cuz.
That's been like
15 years ago.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, me and you two sister kids. That's different.
Oh,
yeah.
No,
yeah,
you know what?
Right.
That's the man in you coming out. I don't care who kids you are, that's still the man in you coming out. You're not going to lie.
Now, we ain't talking about no strangers you out with now. We talking about a friend of yours.
Yeah. We talking about, like I said, somebody that, okay, I met, hell, I moved here and I've been here for, you know, 5 or 6 months. And, you know, we done kicked it at each other's house or whatever, you know, and this and that or whatever. You know, we done shot ball or whatever, you know, like that. And, okay, we out. And, see, they're trying to demonize the guy to say that his old lady accidentally spilled something on him and he just hauled off and not help. See, that's what they trying to do. I'm talking about it's in another situation where they just get into it.
Well,
see,
I mean, but you wouldn't stand there. I mean, now you're a friend. I'm like Eric. Now you're supposed to be a friend of this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Now you gonna sit there and watch them out in the public clowning like that? I'm like Eric. Now
hey,
when they get home, they can do what they want to do. But when you try to go up there and talk to him and calm him down,
man, hey, dude, hey, because if me and my old lady out there, we get into it, I don't. Hey, stay the fuck out the goddamn way.
You know, Vernon. I know you now, cuz.
Vernon, I didn't know cuz can stutter like that. You heard him stutter, didn't you?
Hey, I heard him stumbling, but...
Hold on. Let me bring lady in. Let me bring this lady in.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
All right, Miss Lady.
Baby,
there you go.
Baby, yes.
Welcome to the show, Miss Lady.
Hey,
do you know what, Eric? You be commended. I love your response. And you had a good point with the domestic violence. If there's been no intervention... A man has to hold another man accountable. And so with you know, he's implicitly saying that's okay by not even intervening or saying anything about it being highly abusive and inappropriate. I mean, basically, he's co-signing to the behavior. And
right.
With this point,
wow.
And also, let's finish, also, by not intervening at a critical point in time, you know, you could end up with somebody being seriously injured, murdered. He could end up in prison. So that's not really being a friend, to co-signing to that behavior by ignoring it and not intervening. I mean, that could be his mother, that could be his grandmother, that could be his children, his daughter, and that's okay for all men to think that was none of my business.
Hold up, wait, see, here you go going to left field. We said a dude and his old lady, and you going to left field.
But I'm just
now
saying,
you have his mom and his daughter.
Somebody's daughter. That woman is somebody's daughter. She's probably somebody's mother. She could be somebody's grandmother.
And
you never said that
lady needed to keep her tongue in check. You never mentioned that part either.
You have to look at what's in front of you. You don't forget all of that. No, it doesn't matter. At that point, what's happening is something that is potentially very, very detrimental to both parties. So what are you going to do? You said you're going to do nothing.
I ain't going to do a damn thing.
That shows you don't value friendship and you don't value women.
Hey, let me tell you. Don't come on here. Don't come on here with that. Yo, you just tell me that you don't know what I value. You don't know a damn thing about me. What I said was, hey, Matt, I'm gonna tell you like this. If you and I were dating, and me, you, my cousin, and his lady was out. If all four of us was out together, and you had the attitude that you have right now. And you made me, because of your damn mouth, you made me knock hell out
you.
I don't expect for him to do nothing.
Do you understand any other words besides cursing?
Do you understand what in the hell I'm telling you?
Do you know what, Eric? Did you see the other day we said that 25% of black women are not seeking marriage at a within marital age? This is a prime example. This is like, if this is what they're coming up against, nobody wants it. Seriously.
Doesn't really matter to me. I mean, you're the one that's gave up a bunch of wasted guts. Not me. I'm married. I've been married almost 15 years.
That's not better to me. They're a poor thing. Anyway, I'm sorry for. But anyway, I wanted to get back to pimps and drug dealers and abusers are married all day long. So what?
It doesn't matter what kind of marriage you have, and we can only assume that, well, I won't go on that.
But anyway, I wanted to get back to, I kind of like caught the last bit of the wiretapping issue, and there's some real serious constitutional issues with that. And it actually appears to violate the Fourth Amendment against unreasonable searches and seizures, and for people to be secure in their home. And wiretapping without a warrant has historically been viewed as violating the Fourth Amendment.
You know what?
Can I ask a question?
You know, whether it's violating the Fourth Amendment or not, you know, that's why they asked the Patriot Act, you know, so they can get around that. But how can you be complaining about that when first thing you want to know, we're not being protected?
Well,
you know, isn't that like being hypocritical, isn't it?
You can't have unlimited access to everybody's, you know, phone conversations and who they talk to. Because what you have to look at the potential for abuse of power. And I'm sure that it has been abused. Because
if you don't want them to follow you, stop buying the cell phones, the DVD players, the flat screen television, because are they following you with all that?
But that's a different issue. The issue is constitutional issue, which is
I just want to ask one question. Just one question.
I want to get finished.
Let us finish because you got to go on appointment. Okay, go ahead.
There has been abuses. People have been deemed terrorists when they speak out against what they view as government actions that are unconstitutional. That's a very big potential abuse of power, and it has been abused. People were scared to speak out against Bush, against that so-called jump on they want to call a war, because they would be viewed and would be labeled terrorists. So that's what I'm saying. There has to be a balance. And just a few days ago, an attorney filed a big billion-dollar lawsuit against Obama, against the NSA, against Verizon Wireless, and against the judge who signed this order who allowed Verizon to send every single phone conversation.
He's going to have to go all the way back to 1972.
In 1972, there were more limits. Now it's become unlimited. When you have a government that can do whatever it wants to do, listen to every conversation you have, that's ridiculous. Now you're talking about
lobbyism.
Now,
hey,
bottom line is, you're going to prevent people from speaking freely in their own home.
Hey, I have a question for you.
I agree with that.
I have a question for you. do you think that it's okay for people to come from other countries and blow up buildings and blow up schools and blow up? Do you think? Wait a minute. Let me ask the question, okay? Before you go off on me, hold on. Look, do you think that it's okay for them to do those things, or do you think it's okay for us to find out that they're doing it ahead of time? Because there's a lot of cell groups that are just here in the United States waiting to be activated, and we need to find out where they are so we can stop them from hurting everyday Americans, just like in Boston. Wait a minute. Can I finish before you interrupt me? Okay. Look, if you are knowing anything about politics, in this whole time that the politics has been in. Hold on, can I finish? Are you actually interrupting? Let me finish.
I can't listen to the foolishness because you have no proof that those people came over here and did.
There's proof.
No, you do not.
Boston Bomber is proof right there. The Boston Bomber is proof right there. It's proof.
Wait,
it's
Renee. Now, I'm gonna say this, Renee. Now,
well.
I did have a little confidence in you before, but now you're talking American apple pie bullshit, and
I'm
that's just how
reality,
it is.
Man.
Wait, listen. Let me tell you, the only way these people supposedly linked. Oh, they were Saudis. The only way they supposedly linked these people was from a passport page.
Please.
Hold on.
Get the hell out of here.
Let me bring
please.
My man.
A half-burned
All right.
Pass.
Do you think
you're
this America is so pure
Hello?
That we don't...
Hello? Can I speak?
Yeah. Hello, who?
And we want
Go
to
ahead,
on
Renee.
Support...
Oh.
Support...
Do you think
support...
this is...
Damn it. Hello?
Go ahead.
Okay,
we want to discuss the 14th Amendment and all of the spying and everything that's going on, and it's breaking the law. It didn't break it when Martin Luther King was going along because they did all of this stuff then, and the militia groups and all these people that's out to do crazy stuff. If they don't do it, what do y'all think will happen to people if they were not keeping check on them, the Southern Poverty Law Center?
Yeah.
They're tracking all these people that's terrorists and different things.
I've always said
somebody was listening on my calls and everything I do, but they follow you in your car because you can get on the computer and pull up the address and see everything that's going on in your neighborhood today. And they also have a thing where you can check to see have you been investigated. So when they talk about the 14th Amendment, that's nothing new to us.
The quick question, though, I have to ask, where do black people fit into all of this at?
We don't, because it's nothing new.
Exactly. So what
about what they did to Martin Luther King?
Stuff that don't even pertain
and
to y'all.
And why are we talking about it?
Good question. You got to figure out how to stop the Trayvon Martins from happening before you go to worrying about some 14th Amendment. What can I say over the phone?
Or somebody tracking you and listening to your phone calls, because these days and time they're on the internet putting all your business out there anyway, so nobody has to even track you. And
wow,
they can track
I'm
you
sitting here
place day to day wherever you go, your phone can track you.
I'm sitting here listening to black people argue about the 13th Amendment, 14th, 14th. The 4th Amendment. Oh,
yeah.
I could care less. The 37,000. I'm sitting
okay,
here.
Okay, so let's
my that question is that,
what is the 14th Amendment?
I have no clue.
The news media came out. Somebody out of the news media came out and told the people they should get upset about it, and that's why people run around discussing the 4th Amendment.
Okay, so my point exactly. Why are we getting upset about something? You know what I mean?
It's been done to us. Nobody
knows what that is.
Nobody filed a lawsuit for us.
And see, the thing about that is, if you look at it, that's what they put on the front of the news so they can slip something on the backside, too.
Yes.
You know, they sent weapons over there to Syria, to Al-Qaeda in Syria, of all things, and called them rebels.
I don't know about all that, because I don't think Putin going to let them do that, and they not going to pass on from over there, too.
Putin ain't got nothing to do with it.
Putin does have
nothing
to do with
it. Only thing Putin going to do is what he ain't. They can't afford to get involved in anything. They just send old raggedy stuff to him. That's
okay.
18 years old, and that's about it. He's just trying to.
As much technology as
he's like North Korea, just trying to flex his chest, and it's really full of nothing but air. You know, that's all. Hold on, let me bring this lady back in. Miss Lady, you're back on.
Yeah, listen, I was just thinking to Obama, because he is African-American and very aware of that, because they don't let him forget it one second of the day or night. He doesn't want anything that might cause people to attack him and say, you didn't have enough survey. You let it get through. So are the people, the NSA people up under him. So if I think it's overkill, and by the way, it is a class action lawsuit being filed by an attorney, and there's probably going to be, millions of people in the class. If
you know what they're going to do? You know what they're going to do with it?
What?
They're going to throw it out. Because you can look at Reverend Wright, you can look at Farrakhan, you can look at all of those organizations where they've done it too. And they're going to throw it out.
Nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen.
It was just recently filed.
Hey, lady,
we're going to be here in 24 hours. It was recently found. It's going to be 10 or 20 years before we even see a courtroom.
And we ain't going to get none of that anyway.
It's going to take that long. But
they
listen,
filing
it's the Fourth Amendment and not the 14th.
By then, lady. Okay. Well, by then, lady, you'll be living in a FEMA camp, so it don't matter.
Well, no, I won't be in a FEMA camp. I'll be up out of here.
I heard that. Well, I'm gonna ask you, because you wasn't on the line. I'm gonna ask you seriously. Us as black people, we have more pressing issues to worry about than the Fourth Amendment or somebody listening on a wiretapping and this and that. We have to be concerned about how can I get out of my car and go into my house without getting shot and stopped by the police before
I mean,
we even get to this cell phone crap.
I agree with that.
I mean, you let them white people deal with. I know my rights, and they can't. You let them white people deal with this because this.
I don't want
my phone
conversations. I mean, really?
Maybe
don't
you don't.
People, no, I don't.
Are you doing anything that's going to require you to be killed? Are you doing anything that's going to require you to be taped?
See that shit right there. Now, when you say something like that, Renee, don't do that. Don't bring that police thing
to
in here.
That's my right to privacy. Don't even come. That's a very silly argument. That's against, really, it is. We all have a right to privacy. Because when you start
from the day you were born, you never had privacy. What are you talking about?
But that's the Fourth Amendment right to privacy.
That wasn't meant for you. That was not meant for you. That was people fail to realize.
When you didn't have the right to vote, you didn't have no privacy at all.
When a lot of criminals who are black were picked up by the police and their cars searched, what laws did they use? The Fourth Amendment. They start off with unreasonable searches and seizures. So you don't know what you're talking about. Okay, first of all.
Really? Everybody hold up because I like this tape. Everybody, y'all just stay over there in the corner because I can hit off right now. You know what you need to do? Eric was talking about you a few minutes ago. You black people that think y'all fit in with them white folks, you don't fit in with them damn white folks like you think you do. You're just as foolish as you want to be.
You're just as
them people. Them people will stop your dumb black ass and lock you up and beat you up if they want you and kill you, and they'll walk away from it. You foolish. You foolish. And that's why you lonely and self. You're lonely. You're foolish.
I have no idea what my life is like. I was in a room by myself for 100 years before I spent 5 minutes in a room with you. Okay?
You wouldn't spend 5 minutes, 5 seconds in a room with me. You're right, because I would spit on my wallet to make sure you don't get my wallet.
All you do is curse and do personal attacks. You are just very lame.
Okay,
all
right.
Wait a minute. No personal attack. Come on.
It's really bad, really. It's funny at the same time.
Let me bring the taser now. Let me get back to what we're talking about. But Miss Lady, I understand what you're saying, the argument you're trying to make about the Fourth Amendment, but in reality, the Fourth Amendment didn't pertain to us. Nothing, not at all. The Constitution.
You need to go look at the millions of court cases where black people were arrested, okay? And you might have a different view of it, but I got to go to the point right now, really.
Hey. Go get your ass paid.
Bye.
All right. Have a good day.
Yeah, go get your backs waxed.
All right, look. I'm going to say it anyway. Just one of the out-talkers. Look, y'all, let's be realistic. The Constitution was not made for us. We were nowhere in the thought process of the Constitution. And all the amendments, those things weren't for us. They want you to think they were, but they weren't for us. Hey, look,
right.
The day I talked to my birthday, you know, his mom said, Happy Juneteenth, right? My son looked at me and said, What is Juneteenth? I say, really?
Right.
I mean, you going to the fourth grade and you mean to tell me they haven't said anything to you about June? What that tells you? Ain't nothing wrong for us. If we don't educate our own and get the truth out of it, we'll still be walking around here in the dark making eons from now. And that's what I'm saying. What is the real truth? Because some of us adults are walking around here in the freaking dark. Yeah, I like that. That was pretty good. Okay. Vernon,
yeah, well,
where you at?
Well, Mr. Thompson, you told the truth earlier in the show. You said that there's too many of them black people that worry about white folks stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, and that was a perfect example of that a few minutes ago. This black woman come on here talking about, my Fourth Amendment rights, and they listen to my phone. Let me tell you something, Shaquita. They not thinking about your phone call, because if your ignorant ass think you finna go up there and get 50 gallons of diesel and a 500-pound bag of fertilizer, you ain't paying for that. They come and get you before you can pick it up and tote it out the store.
Hmm.
So you ain't even got to worry. She ain't even got to worry about all that. What you going to do? Them people ain't worried about you. Only thing they want to do is get a charge on you so they can put you in their system. That's it. She come on here talking about her Fourth Amendment right and y'all don't know what y'all talking about. Hey, fine. It's great. You read about that.
Look, so, I think the bottom line is this, is that we have to learn to educate ourselves. You can sit out there and say what you want and want to claim Fourth Amendments, 14th Amendments, or whatever. But if you don't educate yourself on the true, and I do mean the true history of this country, and we were not meant for that at all. And
no.
We sit back and we don't educate our children, and they grow up to be parents, and they don't know nothing about it. And the reality is that if you don't learn history the right way, you're doomed to be like this lady and not understand the reality of the true meaning of everything that you're doing in this world. So, you know, look, I think somebody said this the other day, Louis Vuitton purses and all those expensive things are not the priority for what the world is today. Your family is the most important thing. God is there, family. But these materialistic things are not the most important things that you have. I'm sorry. Learn your history, people. Learn your history.
I'm going to tell you this. You may not
very
want to
good.
Be.
Very nicely stated.
Not yours specifically, but if you do a little research, you'll find that more governments have killed their own people just to move an agenda forward. This country is no different. As far as the Boston bomber, I think it was inside job. 9/11, definitely inside job. So please, don't ever run out there, you know, holding the flag up for those people. Those people did this stuff. You got the man that owned the building. They owned the building, said out of his own mouth. I told him to bring it down. We just decided to bring the building down. How y'all decided that? How did y'all bring the building? Building 7. How did they decide to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Now, this is what the man said out of his own mouth. And he wound up getting $4 billion of insurance money. See, that's the stuff they don't put in the news.
Hmm.
So don't go out there, you know. How did terrorists come here? The terrorists are up there in the Washington right now, coming up with things to do for you and me to be suppressed by, oppressed.
Yeah, well, you know, as I always say, it's the government. It's the government's job to keep us fearful of whatever. You know, if it has to be generated, self-generated, that's what they're going to do. They're going to self-generate something to happen so we can remain fearful of this invisible person or people or calamity that's supposed to happen if they're not doing whatever they're supposed to. Yeah, the boogeyman, that's a good one. The boogeyman. Mm-hmm. We have to stay alert about this stuff. But as Renee said, if we're not educating ourselves and learning from our history combined with their history, you can see the whole light. You can see everything going from there. You know, but we can't, but in the same token, do not get stuck in history. Don't get stuck in the past. See what I'm saying? Don't get stuck in the past. Come on, you know, bring it to the future where you learn some things from that and you move on. You know, but don't go and walking around here with your eyes open and you're still blind as hell, and then you want everybody else to believe what you say because you think you sound right, but you're not, because you're not educated. It's a bad thing to be think you're educated and really be dumb as hell. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mr. Powell, no college degree can get you that way. That's all I'm saying. Right. Yes, Mace. Go ahead.
I mean, you don't have to get stuck in the past, but you can take the past and see how they corrupt the future.
Well, because what's
been done has come around again. What was done 40 years ago is here today.
Right. That's what I said.
Well, what are you going to do about it, Mace?
What I'm saying, if you look at history 40 years ago and you look at today, somebody that just came on this earth, they'll think that's something new.
That's true.
You're talking about the 14th Amendment, the right to bear arms. The right to bear arms. They don't want us to bear no arms. And then there we go, marching right along with them, talking about a right to bear arms, and then you talk about your amendment right to have a spine on you. All of this stuff has been done. So that's why if you know your history, when you see it again, it shouldn't be bothering you. You say, like, this is the road that we're going down. But what they really don't really want to talk about is they're not having enough babies being born under five. And this is really the problem that's going on in this country today. And I say, as I see it, is if they don't have enough babies being born, but they want to rule the purse.
You know why they don't have enough? I ain't mean to cut you out. You know why they don't have enough babies being born? Because they move, what's that place called? Family thing. What's it called? They put Planned Parenthood close to where we live, and they'll move what they call it, fertility clinic, over there where white people say it's enough of us.
Yeah,
to the point where they want to get rid of us.
But brown people are taking over the room.
Well,
and this is something that because as you look at the way they did the census, they're not having enough babies being born. Because of two reasons. Half of them not straight, and the other half of being aborted. They might have the abortion clinic in the neighborhood, but 9 times out of 10, more of them are going than we are.
Of course.
But that's not the way they make it look.
Of course they're not going to make it look that way.
As history go again, when it become less of them, they start doing crazy stuff to try to get rid of a population that's wrong over them.
I was bringing some history, Mr. Talk, earlier. I think you laughed at me, but when I said when the eagle came here. That is per Christopher Columbus's memoirs, because I read this. The man knew from reading the second address out of the Apocrypha who was in this country, and that came out of his memoirs.
Oh man!
But if you listen to Pat Robertson, Pat Buchanan, he talks about it all the time. Nobody pay him no attention.
I can't listen to him.
The next time he speaks, listen to him.
Look,
Jeb Bush talked about it the other day.
Huh?
Jeb Bush was talking about it the other day.
Okay, see.
I can't. He one of those politician friendly preachers. I couldn't listen to him no way.
Sometimes we get upset about things that's not even a part of us, and we hear out here rambling and screaming and hollering about it.
Well,
I agree with that, mate.
Yeah.
You agree with me?
Huh?
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
I hope it don't storm.
Well, it looks like it's cloudy outside, and maybe it's just good wine I'm drinking. How about that one?
See, there you go. Where you at? Vernon, where you at? I don't hear you.
She's going to find some facts.
I'm taking care of some stuff right now, man. I got my look man with me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she, your girl Renee, she going to find some facts to take up for the country. You don't talk about my country.
You know what? Go ahead.
That surprised me with that. You surprised me with that, though, Renee.
Look, I have a son that's in the Army, and my brother's
been
in the Army, and I believe in the military. And I don't
Listen. I have no problems with, quote, unquote, supporting the troops. I have no problems with that. But when the troops are used for ill-gotten gain of for another country, I have a problem with that. So, you know, hey, just because you have one person that you love or two in the military, that doesn't mean that you're affiliated with the entire military or what the whole construct has to do. You know,
I
you
never said that
people.
I agreed with everything that the military did. I never said that. What I said was, I do. I have a son who's in the military. I'm going to support him. My brother was in the military. My father was in the military. You know, my whole family was in the military. So I support the military. But it doesn't mean that I agree with everything that they do. I don't agree with everything that the president chooses to do. But I support the fact that I voted for him. I stand behind him. I understand it's a difficult job, and I wouldn't want it for nothing in the world. And that he had enough guts to get up there and do it. And he's a very intelligent man, and he's doing the best job that he can be, and shut down at every corner that he comes around. They're slamming him for one thing or another. Hey, he's doing the job that we paid him to do. He's doing his job. He's not on the golf course every day. He's not taking 50,000 vacations his whole term. He's actually working and doing the job that we put him in to do.
Renee, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Okay, you say he's doing the job that we paying him to do. What are we paying him to do?
Good question.
What are we paying him to do?
Yeah.
That's what he said. As the president
of the United States, he's taking all the crap that everybody else is not wanting to deal with, and he has to deal with it. He has to make decisions that I know that I, for a fact, that I wouldn't be able to do. There's no way I would be able to do it. I don't even want to think about doing it. So I'm only,
so
I mean,
general.
We have a president. It is general.
Let me, as a person,
cannot even imagine all the things that he has to deal with in his job. I can't.
Okay, let me bring it down a little bit more. What is he doing that the black people are paying him to do, that black community is paying him to do?
Well, I don't think the black community in general is paying him to do anything. I think the American people are paying him. And if you're an American, then that lumps you into that category as being paying him to do a job supporting this country, being a representative for this country. I mean, we have to have a president. We're going to have a president.
Wait a minute, Maze.
Okay, I'm waiting.
That's hogwash, and I'll tell you why. He'll get his ugly ass up there and make up for the gays. He'll talk up for them. He'll talk up for the basketball guy to come out. But he ain't got a damn thing to say about us.
Is that, now can
before
I speak?
Us. Yeah.
Can I speak?
Yeah, go ahead, Maze.
It's just like I said about the phone thing. It's like all of this stuff come from the media. Now, everybody always saying that the people that love the president so much that they take up for him. I don't really see it that way. I see it as if now when McCain went over there in Syria, they're supposed to be over there fighting. He over there, I thought that was the Secretary of State's job. McCain over there saying what you should send planes and do this and do that. I'm like, he's not the president and he's not the Secretary of State. So why was he over there doing that? And then he came back over here with the same saber rallying that they had during when Bush was in. So is they going over to just overlooking the man that's supposed to be the president, or are they doing this on their own just so they can make money?
It's
some contract.
These people make money. Money is no issue for these people.
But
it's
I'm getting back to the black community.
Though.
I'm getting back to the black community. You know what he did for the gays, the Hispanics, and all of these. These people put money in that man's campaign. All the black people did was give him a vote. Is that, am I right?
We put a couple dollars in that too now.
And all the ones that scream and holler and say, what has he done for the black community? One thing he did, he married a black woman. And he got some black children.
Give him kudos for that.
Because some men don't like black women.
Well, you know, I can see why.
He went into the community and got one. I put it that way. And he got a sister. So what's wrong with that? Most people hate him just because they say he wasn't chosen and didn't come up the right way. I'm not understanding none of it.
Well,
all the presidents before him.
That man was chosen by the right people. The right.
That's
why
he was chosen by the right people. And so
white people.
He was chosen by whoever runs this country. So he's doing the job that they got doing.
Who
do
you think
runs
the country? Who you really think runs the country? Who runs the country?
I have the slightest idea.
Okay, she don't know nothing.
That's why Kennedy died and Carter got to live because he wouldn't do the things that he wanted to live, so he wouldn't do.
You know who
run
this country. You know who run this country.
Who runs?
You mean to tell me?
China runs the country.
Hell no.
Are
you serious?
Oh, yes, they do. Yes, I am serious. That's who owns half of the country.
All right.
Now.
So he just
bought
an order.
Seriously, the man is doing what he's told to do.
Yes.
He's doing what he can do. That's it. And the couple of the crumbs that he issue out to people, they think are the greatest things in the world. I mean, when you have somebody from the Federal Reserve, which is a private bank, come up in a room full of senators and go to talk to them and say, hey, we don't have to give you anything. We're not obligated to give you anything. Matter of fact, I'm invoking my right right now. I'm going to shut up. And the senators and congressmen can't do anything about it. Who runs
it? The senators and congressmen are the one that put them there. So I don't see why they can't. They just won't do nothing about it. Put it that way.
Oh, no. No, they can't do anything about it. That is a separately run institution. The government can't do anything to them people.
Right.
Really?
This woman, first thing this lady came out of her mouth and said, I did nothing wrong, but I'm invoking my right to silence.
That's not the first time we heard that.
I know that.
Dick Cheney did it too, and so did a whole lot of them in the other administration. But nobody seems to like, what were they going to give to the community?
Nothing.
I never heard.
Well, see, here's the thing.
But I wasn't expecting nothing, so that's why it don't bother me at all. I wasn't expecting for him to give me nothing.
Look, it's like this.
Still not.
You know, when they had other people, other presidents have, nobody expected anything from them. You understand what I'm saying? Now,
why are you expecting something from this one?
Now, listen now. See, we as the black community, we have put ourselves in this position because the first election, we got a black man. We gonna get taken care of now. So we had that unrealistic expectation that we didn't. Listen to what I'm saying now. I know I'm going to keep you in it, too. Don't be talking about y'all did because
I
knew what was coming, too.
But
what I'm saying is, this is my point. You know, a lot of black people elected him because he was black. And it happened the second time also. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
Now, however, really looking at this, they really didn't go after our votes. Why? Because they knew, he black, we going to get his votes. Who they went after? The Latinos, the Hispanics, and the young white folks. Yeah, and them too. Yeah. And, you know, that's who they went for. So, you know, for us to be so proud, we yet still on the bottom of the totem pole. Anytime we try and get anything passed, some other group always has to have something attached to it. We never get anything on our own. Think about it. If we gonna get some kind of special legislation done, it's got to be either Hispanic attached, the gays got to be attached, somebody else has to be attached. Besides just the black vote. But you see all the time the gay community getting stuff passed. Who's on it? Just the gay community. The Latinos, Hispanic, they get something passed. Who's on it? The Hispanics and Latinos. So why are we often being included with everybody else when we should be standing for our dang own self?
Because we all scattered and got 11 groups all like that together and everybody working against each other. Just like when Martin Luther King was out there. Everybody wasn't with him and everybody didn't follow him. But now you think he's the greatest? He's the greatest thing since cornbread. Now
he was being controlled by the government also.
And like some of the same people that was putting him down then are some of the same people that's causing the problem in the community today. Did you know the Black Caucus can't even come up with a bill by themselves that they got to be a rider on with somebody else? So why do you expect that you think things gonna happen up there? And they ain't even got no control. They got to be
they're
a rider on the bill with
they're
some
just
of the
a group
white
to say they have a group. That's all that is. That's just a group to say you have a group. That's all that
is. And then when it comes to your governor, Y'all happy, but the governors, I don't never see nobody complain about them. They just happy, just as happy as they can be. And they all, half of them have white. Or either you want to see your, and all of these people, because if it wasn't for the government, the state should be able to take care of themselves, but they got to go to the feds to get what they need.
No,
and then them governors, that's it. Because I look at Mississippi governor. I don't even have to see how that dumb man got to be governor. And all those black people over there, and they voted him in office, and he's a white man.
Black people don't vote.
That's what, yes, they did vote. And all the other states that I see these governors in that don't even need to be in office. And a whole lot of them congressmen, too. I don't even see how they got there. Like Michelle Bachmann, I don't even know why she's there.
Well, because she's a white woman and she comes out of a white district, out of a white state.
Well, then there was a state with black people that sent white people up there, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see them screaming, hollering about their congressmen. But they always want to scream about the president and do nothing for black people. If they all got together, that's why I say the Republicans and Democrats work together against the people that they don't want to make.
I'm gonna shoot something at you real fast, and I told somebody black this, and they got pissed off with it. President Obama is not a part of us. He didn't grow up in a community like we did. He didn't grow up playing in the same neighborhoods like we did. Nothing. Not a thing in the world.
That is so
only
funny.
It's the truth. Okay, so how
you
do you
can say that about a lot of black people?
Well, maybe
he grew up with the rural. When you find a president that grew up with the rural, they act just like the president. Have you been around a president that did not grow up in this country and have been all around the world and then came here and did different things? Have you ever been around a person like that?
What you're trying to say is his outlook on things are totally different from someone who just grows up in the hood. That's what you're trying to say?
That's not what I'm saying.
He's not talking to you.
Everything got to do with the hood. I mean, he lives in the hood, so what are you talking about?
What hood did he? When he was in Chicago,
he
was in a middle class, affluent neighborhood.
No, he was not. When he came down, when Obama first came to Chicago, Obama lived in the hood. My mother was a friend of his in the hood.
Oh, you know, it's amazing how we have so many friends of his.
No. I'm telling you what they did along with him helping them.
So she told you that.
Feel me?
She told you that.
I knew that. I knew that before he even ran for president. So what are you talking about?
Well, you did. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. All right.
So that's what I'm saying. Y'all don't even know. Just going back, that's some more media stuff. He didn't grow up in the hood with us. He didn't spend
I live right next door to him, and we didn't live in the hood.
And also, I know somebody that on the upper echelon class with him that knows him. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm serious.
You got a whole lot to come out your mouth. I guess can't nobody else bring nothing out there, though.
I'm just explaining you said when you know better, you do better, right?
Well, I guess you can say everything, I guess. But like
I don't
have
no hate. It's like some men hate the man just because he didn't grow up in the hood.
I didn't grow up in the hood either. I grew up in a neighborhood. I grew up in a community of black people.
I did too.
So
well, my kids
didn't
grow up in a community that way.
Well, hey, that's your
what they
kids.
Think
but I'm saying
I
is, what
they
I'm saying is, oh goddamn! What I'm saying is, that man grew up in a whole nother country. Only thing that black people associated with him was his complexion.
Oh,
nothing
really?
Else mattered. He could have spoke Chinese. They wouldn't have gave a damn. As long as he looked black.
Are we supposed to be mad about that?
We supposed to be mad about that.
Why?
I'm voting for him. Just call him
that's
black.
What I don't understand.
And
why
He got in there, and you put him in there, and he helped you do nothing. He ain't helped you get nothing or whatever. And the only reason he helped you, the only reason he got your vote is because he was black.
How do you have what you have today?
Me?
Excuse me? How do you get it?
I have what I have through the Most High. He gives me everything I need.
Well, thank you. So why should you be looking for him to give you something that the Most High helps
you
with?
No man to give you nothing.
Let me tell y'all something. Here's an example. Here's an example right here, and I'll make y'all laugh. A perfect example is Tiger Woods. Now, everybody, all black folk was, yeah, Tiger Woods. You know, Tiger Woods, right? So he's a big black. But as soon as he messed up with that white girl, what happened? They turned their damn backs on him, didn't they? Because
so
why?
They did that to O.J. Simpson, too. So he grew up in the hood.
Of course. And what's the message of that? What's the message behind that? You know,
well,
yeah, you good.
Woman,
as long as you're doing what we want you
that.
To do, that's fine. But once you screw up, you go back down there where your people are. You know,
yeah,
you
yeah.
go back there where you belong.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you
and that's the same thing.
From.
Say what?
A lot of black people.
A lot of black people.
Yeah, Jimmy Carter went back to where he came from.
You're not talking about no damn Jimmy Carter.
Nobody talking about no damn Jimmy Carter.
You're talking about
who?
It's like a
black man. She bring up a drug.
Jimmy Carter is one too, for all you know.
Oh,
well, you know,
whatever.
Let me
bring Ebony in. Yeah, look, let me bring Ebony in. Hold on. Let me bring Ebony in. My point was, look, you can go and believe and act like you're white if you want to, but as soon as you screw up and ain't got no more use for you, you're taking your ass back down to where you come from. And you
and
know
you
what that
black
is.
Can do that, and that can happen, too. Look at some of the mayors.
What damn? Didn't
say
I
that,
just
they
say
was running
that?
Cities. Look what happened to them. All they only did, they couldn't do it to only Super One, and they didn't do it, too, because he was smarter than they were. But now we ain't have
okay.
no complaint about them black men.
Hey, let me bring Ebony in. Ebony,
hi,
you're you doing?
Hi, guys. How are you? How are
hello,
you?
Hello, Ebony. Good. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm grand also.
who's that trying to be posh?
Just make a chuckle.
You know that's low.
That's low. Hi, low. How you doing?
Hey, baby.
And
Ebony.
Is it Renee?
I'm good,
hi, Renee. How are you? Is it Renee?
Yes,
yeah.
I'm good. Hi, Ebony. How are you?
Oh,
I'm good. Actually, I think she's doing quite well at keeping you guys, you know. keeping you going. I think she's fighting hard. I think the points are... No, there's some good points in there. They're not... It's not all bad. I think from the UK's perspective, right, let's just say that... I guess how we see your president is in quite a positive light. It's interesting that the home politics kind of view him differently. You guys do view what you get differently. But I guess the views will be different depending on who's calling into this show. So I presume because he was voted in a second time, that the likelihood is that there is some support for your president because he got a second term. You know, how did he get a second term if so many people feel strongly that he has not delivered in the way that you want him to deliver? So that's my question.
Because what we were going to get wasn't worth anything either. So
why does it have to be something that you're going to always receive? You don't always have to receive. Why don't you don't always have to receive something monetarily when you're voting for? Wait a minute. When you're voting for the president, hey, we don't always agree with what the president does, how he does things. It's been shown over history that we don't agree with the things that the president does. So you're always going to have battles like this that some people agree and some people disagree. The bottom line is, no matter who's in office, even when Bush was in office, you have to support the person that's doing the job because that is not an easy job to do. And what's wrong with supporting someone who's putting their life out there, because it's actually what he's doing is putting his life, his family's life, out there on the table for the world to see. And I think he's being admirable and handling it as best as he can and realizing that he's not going to please all the people all the time. You're going to get gays. You're going to get lesbians. You're going to get some women. You're going to get some men. But you've got to do the best job that he's out there doing. He's doing the best job that he can do.
He's doing what he's supposed to do.
Guys, I wish the president would turn just like Clown Summers. Clown Summers don't move. He don't move nothing pertaining to you.
He ain't done nothing for us. Clarence Thomas ain't doing nothing.
So now she
just like
Clown
Summers.
Well,
no, I'm being real. I'm being real.
Clarence Thomas told you what the deal was with the president. He was elected because the elites approved him. Clarence Thomas told you that.
He told you that. He don't even have a successful
I mean,
life.
Really.
Yeah,
everybody knew that dang old Clarence Thomas wasn't going to do for nobody on the dang old, what you call it, the Supreme Court. We knew this. But he sat down in an interview and told everybody how the president was chosen to be president. You know, it ain't have nothing to do with us. You know, the elites approved that because he acted the way black people are supposed to act in their eyes. That's why he was got that far. Say what?
If he was chosen, then why do we always hear us say he ain't did nothing for us? Anything chosen, and you, what was you doing when the other one was there that you still can't do now? Did you get handicapped? Because Bush ain't doing nothing for you neither.
He was chosen. That man was chosen.
And I was not
looking
for
that man was chosen by a few. That man was chosen by a few white men in a back room.
So that's what I'm saying. Why do we get upset?
No, is that different to any other president?
Huh? Well, in this case, it was.
Yeah,
because all the other ones were white.
Yeah,
see, all the other ones were white, though, so that made it a little bit different.
They weren't picked in the back room. Who said they weren't picked in the back room by a group of men in the back room?
I said they were.
Oh, they were. So what makes this president different if he was also chosen in the same way? I mean, what makes him better or worse than anybody else?
I'll tell you what makes it. What makes this one different is because you have black people now that will come close to this man and say, hey, I can relate to that guy. Black people can't relate to George Bush. They don't want to. They hate his guts.
Yeah, but
they'll
find for him.
They'll find
they voted for him. Because
they will find him. Something. Then nobody in the neighborhood I grew up in vote for George Bush.
Some did in some places.
Some neighborhood.
Well, yeah.
He must, in order to get such a so much backing for the years he's been, he must have had the black vote, right?
Because the
he
first
did.
Time Bush won, more black
he
people
did.
Voted for him than they voted for the president. So the second time, more black people voted for the president than they did Bush. So I don't get it.
Well, you didn't get it because
I didn't vote.
You had people get out. You had people get out and vote who have never voted before.
Yes.
You had
Thank
a lot
you.
Of young college people get out there and vote. They had never voted before. You had older black people that had never voted before. So that's why he won, is because people actually got out and voted. So my philosophy is this: if you didn't get out and vote, then don't say nothing. I don't want to hear you mad if you got out there and vote. Get out there and vote. I've voted every year since I've been able to vote. Every year, I missed an election.
Well, let me
for
ask
what?
You a question. Did you vote for Al Gore?
Look, people die for the right to vote. They
did you vote for Al Gore? I asked you one question, and you going all into history. Did you vote for Al Gore?
I did not vote for Al Gore.
You did not vote for Al Gore. Okay.
I did not.
I voted for Clinton. I voted for Bush one time, and what else do you need to realize that.
You need to find the guy that's best for the job. And I don't see you getting up there doing it. So, I mean,
who?
I'm just saying,
you need to vote for the guy.
Any of you. I don't see y'all trying to run. I don't see that.
I don't see that.
It's a job
I
would not want to do. So he's making the hard choices that we may not agree with, but I guess guarantee if you're in the same situation, you would choose something similar to what he's doing. He's doing the best job that he's able to do. He's been shut down just like Jimmy Carter was shut down. So
I would choose whatever Mr. Weinberg told me to do or Mr. Feinstein told me to do. That's what I would do.
Please.
Because if I didn't, I would come up and just like that.
Somehow I didn't believe your personality would come through, and you'd have a right to put your hand down and say, hey, I'm not doing that. We need to find another way to do it. And if you need to come up with a better way or a better system or something else, I don't want to hear all the crap that you're talking about. Oh, I didn't vote for him because, look, you're not doing the job. You're not in that job. Your family's not put on the pedestal. You're not the one that's being shot at.
I don't care about all of that.
Look, it's reality.
I don't care about
it's
that.
Part of the
I don't
whole
care
thing.
About that.
It's part of the whole
I don't
thing.
Care about that.
It's part of the whole
you
thing.
You can hump up all you want
thing.
To. But I'm you can hump up all you want to.
I'm still asking why.
Then nobody goes to...
Wait a minute, hold on.
I'm asking a question. Are the men upset with the president because he's a black man with light skin in it, or he's a black man that's not?
That man is.
Explain it to me.
I'm gonna explain it to you.
Because he's a black man.
Really? He ain't light skin. He's brown. What are you talking about?
Man, can you turn your radio down a little bit?
Paper bag brown again. Are you upset about that? What are you upset with, man?
Say what?
I'm asking why are men upset with, I mean, that's what you're saying, he ain't doing that for the black community. What is it he's supposed to do?
Well, do you know what? It's a good question because we haven't asked him to do anything, and that's the issue.
Well, that, yeah, so you're not trying to keep... You haven't went as a group to do anything because you, that I said, just like I said, you scattered all over the place.
Oh,
the Hispanics get
oh,
together,
okay.
They go as a group.
But every other,
go as a group except the black people that are screaming, hollering, ain't nobody doing nothing.
Yeah, you're right. Because when he was elected,
so when, what are the black people doing for their country? What I want to know.
That it was going on. Renee, you got to turn your radio
yeah.
down a little bit, darling. Got feedback.
Yeah. Who asked Barack Obama to become the president in the first place? Or did he just decide that on his own?
No, when he went before the convention, I guess somebody asked him then.
That's what it was.
Oh.
He was on the fast track anyway, because when he was in the Senate, you know, he was behind a lot of supposed changes that was going to come, and they liked that. So, you know, they told him after he made that speech at the National Convention, you know, they're like, yeah, this is, you know, he was basically groomed from that point on to run for the presidency, you know, and
like,
I said, it was
just
not,
like
yeah,
got
he was
the convention. They're next.
Huh?
This is our boy.
They're going to be next.
Of course, they're being groomed now, and
they
that, you know, in a lot of cases, that's what, probably, that what they do. They groom
and
them.
I'm not going to be looking for them to give me nothing.
Oh, you're not going to get anything
Maze,
from them for sure.
Maze, you know, you're a very selfish person because all we've talked about was the community. And the only thing keep coming out to you, ain't got to give me nothing. I don't want nothing. Ain't got to give me nothing.
I'm not complaining about the president ain't giving me nothing because I'm black because ain't none of the other ones gave me nothing. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, wow. And Renee,
I can
tell
you
this one time,
I can tell you about these screaming hollers
and
saying ain't giving nothing. Let's get together as a group. And if y'all want something, get a group and go up there and ask for something. Maybe you will get something.
You
whatever
won't get
y'all
a
want, because I don't know what you want.
Look, you know what you need to do? You need to buy a lobbyist and keep that lobbyist, you know, up there in Washington fighting for you. Yes, really, because
that's
what really
you're
doing.
Well, when you going to get together and buy one?
When we going to get together and buy one? We can't even,
yeah.
We can't even buy a store in our own freaking community. How are we going
to
buy a lobby?
You got to own a company and you got to own companies and businesses first before you can do all that.
You know, if 2010, we got $1.3 million leaving the neighborhood, we got the money.
Yeah, we got some money. Yeah, like I said, we stop spending our money a whole lot of money.
Fight each other.
So we won't stop spending.
Okay.
If we got money from spending, if we
black people
money
cannot get together on one accord on any one subject and agree and settle in together and vote on it to make it be known that that's something that we want to do. So you're saying, what did the president do for me? What did the president do for me? What did you ask him to do for you? Did you ask him for more jobs in your community? No, you didn't. Because you didn't get together, or you didn't start a coalition, or you didn't put your money in the pot and say, hey, I need this in my community. Open up your mouth and it'll get fed. Keep it closed and nothing will happen. And that's exactly
what happened. Why do you have to ask for jobs when he promised jobs? Why do you have to ask for jobs?
He promised jobs.
With what goes on in the world, okay? I'm a self-employed person, okay? Self-employed. That means I go out there and get my business. If I don't get my business, I don't have any business. You understand that? So when I'm sitting here listening to y'all, what did he do for me? He ain't going to do nothing for you if you don't get up off your butt and make it happen. You have to be the one to be proactive. You have to be the one to say, hey, I want to have this happen, and get it out there and do it. Don't sit back on your laurels and decide that, hey, I'm going to wait for other people to do it. Because that's why nothing's getting done now, because everybody's waiting for somebody else to do it.
And self-employed is the best thing to do when you want to work for yourself.
Real talk.
And then you have, because there's a lot of jobs that can be created by us as people. And like I say, if we stop spending our money, there'll be a whole lot of people home because we'll keep our money in our own neighborhood and community, and it won't have to go outside the community. But we'd rather give it away than put it to use and make it work for us.
Look, I don't have a problem with people going out there and doing their shopping and doing what they're doing, okay? Look, that's free enterprise, that's commerce, that's how the world goes around, okay? But the reality is, in the black community, we're so concerned about how long our nails can be, what kind of weed we strolling on here, or how many kinds of shoes we got, and the Louis Vuittons and the Coach bags that we got sporting. Look, if you take some of that money that you're spending on all those types of little things, and you put them back into the community, put them where the money needs to go, you might see some progress in this world. But if you sit back and you just say, oh, I don't know what's happening, then it's never going to be happening.
Or if you make some of those people that are down in your community leave some of that money in there that you spend it on, they'll either get out of there or stay in there and help the community thrive too.
When was the last time you went to a food bank? When was the last time you went to the food bank and you helped pass out food to the people who need it? When was the last time you became a foster parent and you took some child that doesn't have a home and you put them in your home and you feed them and you take care of them? When was the last time you went to a church and you saw that the church building was broken down and you said, hey, let me get a hammer and nail it back up? Don't talk to me about what can you do for me. What have you done for anybody else?
All those quick hot bullets,
it's reality. That's where the world is going around today, brother. That's how it's going down right now.
No, you read the Bible. That's why the world is going down. People don't read the Bible.
I do read the Bible. I read the Bible every day.
And
I give my time to God. That's why
I'm not going to a harlot house hammering and nail. I'll tear it down before I build it up.
What?
So you do you. You do you.
But what does
I'm
that have to do with what you were talking about? What
you just said something. Why? Will you go to the church and help nail the church? I answered your question.
Using that for an example. Hell, go to the school. Do the same thing. Read to learn from his children. I mean, find something to do that's not so selfish about just you. Take a step out there and look about the community and see what needs to be done. This is the problem with today. We want to say, oh, this is not for me. I don't have this and I don't have that. I want somebody to give it to me. Why don't you go get it? It's there for the taking. Go get it. For the taking.
You sound real good over the phone, Renee, but we don't really know what
you do. No, I talk a good game. No, I am the game, man. I am the game. I do it.
You sound good over the phone.
I volunteer. No, I do it. I do it. And so you can say
it
the same.
Good.
Don't talk to me about anything else. I do it.
It sounds
great. I tell my boys to do it. Now, they're out there doing it. I'm passing it on. Okay? I'm passing it on. So my children's children and children will have a legacy behind it. My kids know about Black history because I taught it to them. Not because the school taught it to them or I went to teach it to teach it to them. I taught it to them. Me and my husband got together. We sat them down. We taught them about Black history. So they can teach you Black history, man. They can teach their kids Black history. Don't talk to me about what they can do for me. I don't need them to do for me. I can do for myself.
Girl,
okay?
You got
my grandmother and my father and my people taught me. Okay.
All that right there is a waste of words.
And to say that,
you want to go back to slavery, then hey,
it's
just
reality.
Waste your time talking to me.
You're all going back there.
It's reality, man. Because If you don't know about it, it'll happen
slavery.
Again. If you don't know about it, you'll have it again.
If you're only going to talk back to slavery and then go forward, then you're wasting your time talking to me.
No, I go beyond slavery, baby. I go way beyond slavery. Look, I have a degree. I got my paper. I got
I know my word.
Don't talk to me about not knowing, because I know.
I don't know what type of career, whatever you got.
I am a hairdresser, man. I'm a hairdresser, and I'm proud of it. And my husband is a truck driver. I am proud of it. We work hard for a living, and we have a lot to live for. Okay, I'm working class American.
Hey, hold on.
I pay my taxes. Don't have a problem paying them.
We all trying to coming up with conclusions. I mean, these little things about how to make the neighborhood better and the community better. Why is it that we can't even agree on this? Why are we arguing about this?
I'm not arguing about stating facts.
No, it's just like
I'm just saying, you know,
it's grandstanding. I am not arguing. It's grandstanding. Hello,
no,
that was
it should be a whole lot of agreement in here because I hear a lot of good stuff being said.
Well, yes, if you do stuff like she said, you understand what she's talking about. If you don't do it, you're going to complain about it. It's like don't be looking at a promise somebody made you. Promise is always broken. That's why I sat on here when I hear grown up saying that he promised. That just makes me just like, what promise? Grown people talking about a promise? That's something children would be waiting
for
a promise.
When you tried out the Habitat for Humanity in the hot sun, and you built a house for a woman who doesn't have anything and make sure that her walls are upright and she's got a roof on her house, then you talk to me about something. Then you talk to me, because that's what the world is about today.
Today is about everybody doing for self.
You don't see those things. God help me. You don't see those things because your media don't bring it to you. You overlook that.
Who's got a tin can handed out and she needs food or milk for her baby, you probably walk right past her.
because you think of something negative to say. Instead of saying, hey, how can I lift you up? How can I help you? Let me take you over here to the homeless shelter and get you some food. Let me help you get a motel room for the night. That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. That's the real world. That's what people living today are living like. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's how people are living today.
I don't believe
today.
That, but okay.
They are.
Why don't you believe it?
Well,
they are.
Because people have lost jobs. And when they lose jobs, they lose everything. And when you lose everything, everything, you end up on the street or in a homeless shelter, or you end up someplace where you never thought you would be, ever.
Hmm.
And you have to pull yourself up out of that because people think of themselves. When you have surplus in your home, do you ever think, hey, I got a sofa here. I'm just going to throw it away. Or you say, hey, let me donate it to CCA or someplace that can make good of it and donate it to someplace else.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, we got to think of the bigger picture. We, as people, are selfish, and we don't think of other people. You're every average day, just common, everyday person walking up and down the street. They are suffering. You could suffer. Who would be there to help you? Nobody, because you don't step up to the plate and help them. So you reap what you sow. You will reap what you sow.
You can ask all five of my sisters, my mama and my daddy, who help everybody.
We're not talking about your mama. You should have took the same thing that they had and passed it on through you.
Like I said, you should ask them who help everybody. I help everybody.
Everybody hold up. Hold up, Lo. Hold up, Maze. Look, now, I'm just sitting here listening, okay? And I agree with what Vernon was saying. And I'm going to tell you why. We have Renee, okay? Renee is someone who goes out and makes things happen, right? She makes things happen. She's in the Habitat for Humanity, make sure her kids get the education. She can go out there for other kids, what have you, okay?
Yeah.
Now, we have Lo. You know, Lo is a good spokesman. Lo has a lot of knowledge. So Lo can be the front man. And then we have Maze is going to be the one who pushes and make sure everything stays the way it's supposed to be because that's the way it is. Now, on the show right now, we are fighting against each other. Just imagine if us could get together and combine all our talents, the damage we could do. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the example right there that why we cannot get anything done, whether it's politically or even in our own communities, because we have all these different wonderful talents, but we are not trying to bring them all together. It's all on a separate sheet. If we can put that whole sheet of music together, oh man, what beautiful music we can make!
We're not saying that we're looking for somebody to do anything for us. So that's what we do every day, and it's like a job
Mate,
to see you somebody else having that. That's what I'm saying.
You missed the point.
I get what you're saying, Eric. I agree with you. I think that that's the problem in the black community today. That's what we're dealing with today. And until we can get past ourselves and move past it, and that's not just the people here on the radio, that's the world, and look past what we have, just for us, then we're always going to be the same way. We're going to be at the bottom of the totem pole.
I think the start would be for us to listen to each other. Something that's sometimes missing from BTR shows is that, you know, our inability to not just say what we want, but hear other people too. And I think if we start to hear each other, really listen to what each other are saying, we'll find that we're not that far apart. And, you know, we actually do want the same things. We want to see a better country. We want to see more improvement for our children. You know, we want a better future. The question is, how do we get there? But we're always going to disagree on maybe the ways to get there. But what we can do is listen to each other and respect each other's point of view. And I think, you know, that's something to really look at. I think we don't listen enough. We don't actively listen. We don't hear what people say. We're on our own treadmill trying to convince the world that we're right. And we're all right in our own way. I just think people need to look at that. You know, we don't have to always prove that we're right. You know. That's okay. Just my point. Yeah.
Wow.
Right. Woo. That's a good one. But that calmed everybody down right there. That's what I thought that more often. Okay, anyway. But yes, y'all. You know, and I'm glad. And you know what? I'm tired of hearing about the Willie Lynch syndrome. You know, that's the thing everybody want to yell. It's the Willie Lynch syndrome. I'm tired of hearing that, too. You know, I really am. Because, you know, if we keep going back and falling back and blame it on something, we never go forward. You know what I mean?
No.
You know, eventually we got to get away from that. Hopefully, we starting to, but I understand, Maze, you got to go back and understand your history. But dang, how long are we going to use the history as a crutch?
You got to stop getting upset about things that you don't like. See what you can do to help it and stop criticizing it.
Well,
when it comes to the president, it's like he didn't grow up in the hood. A lot of people didn't grow up in the hood, but they do things different. Like you take, remember, people hate the woman. I mean, she's doing the best that she can do.
Well,
she do a lot of things that people don't know. And then people like Tyler Perry, he doing the best that he can do, and people don't like him, but at least he's giving people jobs.
Hmm.
And then people always bring them down. So I don't want to see that movie and this and that and blah, blah, blah. But then you look at your people with a job that he's giving them. You don't have to go see it, but don't be complaining about it. You create something for somebody to have going along in to do.
Mm.
And just stop.
Go ahead,
I mean, we so bad about criticizing what people are not doing for us when we should take the time and do something for ourselves and spread it on. And if a lot of us did that, it'll solve a lot of the problems.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was raised by my grandmother, and my grandmother used to always tell us, do not judge anybody else until you've walked a mile in their moccasins. Well, I can't presume to understand all the things that the president has to deal with, because it's a great deal. And I know for a fact, and I've said this already, that I wouldn't want that job for anything. But when the man is doing the best that he can, you got to rally behind him and support the job that he's in. And when you call him just out of his name and you don't respect the position, that's a problem. Because we in this community do not respect people when they are due their respect. Look, when you hear the news media call him Obama, look, you wouldn't have said that about Bush. You never heard them say Bush one time. They always said President Bush. So give him the man the proper. He's worked his way up to where he is. He is the president. And call him President Obama. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that?
I agree. I have said that most quite often. I agree.
But
I can't argue
with
that.
I don't agree with it. I don't agree with everything that he does, but I still don't get mad and say, like, and then
everybody already knows how I feel about gays and lesbians. We don't need to go there.
I
have to understand the choices that he has to make. He has to represent all the people. I am not all the people. I am some of the people. So I'm not going to agree with what he does with the gays and lesbians. I'm not going to agree with it. Sorry. So, you know, I don't agree with everything that he does, but I do have to support the position. And that is his job, and that is what he's doing. And he's in that white building because that's what we voted him in to do. So stand behind the man and give him his props and doing the things that he's trying to do good for the United States. You don't have to like everything, but you do have to say, hey, he's doing the job that I wouldn't do.
Mm. Okay. Ah, yeah, you got a point,
I think something interesting is that, you know, the way that the world sees your president is not the way that you guys see him. And know that when he comes to the UK, he gets maximum respect. You know, this week, you know, we've had him and Michelle here this week, and people love them and really respect them. And I think, you know, he's almost out of office. There isn't long to go. Just allow it. You know, he's got a bit of time to go. He's no worse than anybody else who's been in. You know, for me, people should give him a break.
Thank you, Ebony.
Well, you know what, and you know what, I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. You know, you're right. But, you know, and I'm agreeing with Renee also. And me. And, no, you even have to say, too. You know, this he has had a battle that no other president had to battle since when they in the office. You know, he got a whole bunch of people that are just won't cooperate with him at all. You know, of course, they say he won't cooperate, but after a while, how many times can he get beat down in the head? You know, before you say, okay.
Right.
Now, I mean, he has to, believe it or not, he can override a lot of that mess what they be talking about, but he's trying. He is. I got to give him that. But my point is, a lot of black people are running around here saying, well, you know, he ain't doing nothing for us, or he hasn't done anything for us. And my response to that is, you didn't ask him to do anything. You didn't require
exactly.
him to do anything for you. You know, so
exactly.
in that case, how can you say that when you didn't ask, you know, require him to do anything? And I think me and Lo and Vernon agree on that. Am I right or wrong?
I agree on that. I
yeah.
agree on that.
You said Lo.
You know,
I totally agree. I agree on that. We didn't get together and say, hey, we have these initiatives that we need seen taken care of in the black community. I mean, look at his own state. Look at his own state.
Yep.
It's in a horrible disarray, and it's predominantly black. So you
mm-hmm.
tell me that you wouldn't think he would attack his own state first? Look at Louisiana. I mean, it's turned into a battleground down there. I mean, look at all the country. Each section of the country is fighting their own battle. So what my question is to, and I'll put the question out there to y'all, is why can't we as a people rally together and step up and find a better way of solving the problems in the everyday community? Why does it have to take one man to do it? Why can't we as a people get together and get out there and make a difference in the community?
Well, because
I'm
going to tell you, because in a lot of cases, we're sitting there waiting on that so-called black savior. Now, remember, listen out. First it was Malcolm X, right? Everybody was riding behind him. Then it was Martin Luther King Jr., you know. Then you had Jesse Jackson and his Rainbow Coalition. Then you got Al Sharpton, you know, his little generic-looking self. You know, instead of... Like you said, we all have said, getting out there and doing it ourselves. We waiting for the big leader to come and energize and get us all to go and give us a rah-rah speech, and we ready to go to march all over the place and, you know, cause havoc. But wait
he's
a minute.
Called, he's called
wait
a stoker.
Wait. And that's what we have right there, nothing but total silence. Because we haven't got that person, hasn't come forward. And so now we sitting back and just being quiet because we don't know what to do. But we know what we're doing while we're waiting. We tearing each other up. You know,
we're tearing our
own neighborhoods up. We fighting each other. Why? Because we don't have anything better to do. Because we're not trying to do anything better. We're not. Let's be honest. You have the few that's out there working hard, trying to make better for their families, whatever. You have some out there in the neighborhood doing what they can. But as soon as you do what you can, you got some delinquent coming tearing it up. Now you got to start over. Eventually that gets frustrating if you're the only one out there trying to make a difference and everybody else is letting this other stuff go on. See my point?
It's like I said, it's a lot of governors that sitting back won't even do the things that they need to do to help the people in their state. They're blocking
stuff
that could come through today and help them out.
Of course. You know, look, I did some shows last year and where most of the states that rejected the stuff for Obamacare and the stimulus money that was given out were Republicanly led. I'm here in Texas, and he's one of the first idiots to say, no, we're not accepting it. Really? You know, oh, my goodness. So, you have to look at both sides of it. You really do. But as far as we's black folk, yeah, we got a long ways to go still. You would hope that somewhere we'll wake up and really see what's going on. But as long as we got the media and young parents letting the kids do whatever, like popping it hot at the age of 5 instead of teaching them, you know, arithmetic or black history. You know, yes, we quick to teach them Lil Weezy dance and Harlem Shake, and they can tell you about all that. They can sing a rap to you in a moment. But you ask about D.B. Bowles, you ask about Martin Luther King, Frederick Douglass, or even Malcolm X, they can't tell you a thing. But ask them about SpongeBob SquarePants and his stuff. I bet they can tell you that.
If you can sit and listen to a kid do all of that, you're close enough to him to see him do all of that, you should take it on. I mean, it's like something great when you take a kid like that and you make them see that there's something different in this world besides that.
Yeah.
And
it
makes them
thing,
grow.
And that's one thing,
grow,
but it,
and you see
if
him in
that's
school,
somebody
and you
else's
see him in college. So you take somebody else, it's a village. You take somebody else.
God. Here you
go
talking
school,
that.
You go to the school. You go to the school and you volunteer. You got those kids sitting in the classroom, and you take that kid that's out there like that, and you can change them. But if you want to complain about them and look at it,
I'm not disagreeing with that.
What
I'm saying is,
I'm using those examples because that's what you see on the internet all the time. You know, they have no problem posting it on the internet. You understand what I'm saying? They want the whole world to see how ignorant we're raising our kids. Of course, you know, you hear the parent in the background, go. Look at her, she's popping it. Really?
But Mr. Talk, that parent didn't have a mentor. Every kid needs a mentor.
Oh, okay.
Because we
had one when we were growing
up.
That's the excuse we're using, the parent didn't have a mentor, huh?
No, we had one when we were growing up. Somebody in the neighborhood was mentoring to us.
No, I think you make a choice when you become a parent on which direction you want to take your children or which direction you want to take your family. I don't think a mentor really has a – it helps, but I don't think it's the all-in and be-all.
I'm saying you make a choice. I'm saying when
you
have
decide whether or not you want to be a gangster or you want to be a whatever you call it, an educated person.
Ebony.
So I think you make a choice with that. So I don't think being a mentor is not going to make you a better parent or not a better parent.
No, let me tell you. When you have kids out there, they don't even have a parent. The parent is just – they're just like the parent. And so you take that kid and you show him something better, and you say, when you know better, you do better. And you show them that that's, if that's the only thing they ever seen, that's what they're going to do. But if they see something different, they have a choice then. But if you see the same thing every day, you don't have a choice because that's all you know. And then you have foster kids who move from place to place, house to house, and being mistreated, and they're out there in the schools too with the kids. So that's what I'm talking about when you find them like that, and then you groom them and help them out, and you mentor them into something different. And then after they turn of age and they know the difference, it's okay. But if they don't know the difference, they're going to go out and do it. And that's why we see this chain going over and over and over again. There's nobody stepping in and showing better or nothing different.
But, May, don't you think you as a person, an individual, you make a choice on how to raise your kids? You don't think that?
No, I'm not saying raising your kids, but everybody don't.
Okay. Well, see, what you're talking about doesn't exist anymore, Maze.
Why did it?
Because the laws won't allow it.
I'm just like the lady who lived in the shoe who had gone in. So
that's right.
Didn't know what to do.
But the laws won't allow
I
that.
I only had two of my own.
Let's be honest. If you trying to help a child, you walk up to them and they do not know you, first, and they start running, first thing they're going to do is put you in handcuffs.
No. I'm not saying, child, you don't. I'm saying if you were close enough to one to where you can see them doing all of that, you said the internet. I'm thinking you're talking about some personal person that's in front of you.
Okay.
You can meet a person in the store and sit down and have a conversation with them. It depends on how you approach them.
Okay.
And then you can become their friend,
you know,
and give them your phone number, and you have
saying.
A conversation, and then grow from there.
I understand what you're saying. But, see, it's not the child you have to worry about. It's the parent.
Yes.
That's
pretty much what
I was going to say.
Yeah.
And also, the reason why a lot of these parents, especially the young ones, and you have some older parents in their 40s that's doing the same thing, they out there dancing with their daughter or whatever, dropping it or whatever. You know, we've been put on a strong delusion, per the Bible, and we believe all of this stuff is fine. We laid into all of this stuff, waiting on welfare, waiting on a handout for this, expecting somebody else to do that for us. We did all of that. And now we feel that it's fine. You can have a girl in high school
get a baby because her cousin did it and her sister did it and her mama got pregnant in high school too. So now it's just fine. And, you know, that's going to be something that's going to have to be a culture shock for people to realize that a change has to be made. I mean, if you want to do that, if you want to live your life that way, then, hey, you make that decision. Ultimately, it's going to be your decision when you get a baby as to go left or right or go straight down the middle and just screw up everything. You know, when they get out there in the world, they're going to do what they want to anyway. Only thing you should do is instill what you know is right in them.
Yes.
But if you're young in the mind yourself, then if someone older says, hey, you know, let me take that child under my wing or whatever, these new age parents are not going to allow that.
You know what? And I'm glad you say that. And I'm going to tell you why. When I was at home in Florida, I was a gathering, right? And these are friends I grew up with in church. Of course, you know, I'm older than a lot of them. So we was having a conversation. And so one of the young ladies say, well, you know, my son is having his girlfriend is having a baby. You know, he's like 19 or whatever. So I'm like, oh, okay, so you grandmama now. Oh, no, I'm going to teach him.
Mm-hmm.
Don't call me grandma. Oh,
mm-hmm.
You call me Nana or something like that, but don't call me grandmama. That sounds too old. I said, oh,
mm-hmm.
Really? You that type of parent, huh? You
mm-hmm.
know, it just came out like that. You that type of parent, huh? And first day she goes, no,
mm-hmm.
no. That just sounds too old. I said, uh-huh, sure. But yet, she was out there drinking. And so what? The child was out there drinking with him. So I'm like, yeah, it's about that size. So what it is. You know?
Not only am I a young grandma, I like being a grandma, and all my grandkids call me Big Mama. I got a problem
See?
With it.
See,
not,
there
at
you
all.
Go.
Not at all. Because my kids
That's
are grown.
Right.
My kids take care of themselves. They take care of their kids, and they are good gentlemen. And the women that they are with, they are good women, and they are raising families. And I don't have a problem being grandma. Call me grandma all day long. It's fine. And I have an 8-year-old. Don't bother me at all.
There you go. There you go.
And I'm granny, and I don't mind man calling me what I am.
All right. We're going to get up out of here, man, because I got to go to Bible study tonight. So I got to get out and shut down and then regroup. All right. So before we get out of here, though, I always let y'all get y'all final words in. I do appreciate y'all for this great show today. I just want to let you know why I got everybody on the line. And in the chat room, Benny Stillhood, East Coast, Goofy, Michael Hood, everybody else, the guests in the chat room, thank y'all for being here. All right. So with that being said, let's get to Ebony. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, your final words, darling.
Why Ebony first? Okay.
Because your phone go off the most. So
And
I enjoyed your show yesterday, too. It was nice.
Thank you. I enjoyed having you on, too. Just say, appreciating everybody on the line tonight. I really, really enjoyed your conversation. I listened for a long while before I called in. And just got to say, I think the interesting thing is that we've come to a nice point in the conversation now where everybody's kind of listening and we're learning. And I think that's what your show's about. It's about trying to help people to learn more about what's going on out there. And I think, yeah, you know, have our views, but let's hear each other and learn, because it's a real opportunity to spend this time with other people who are taking time out of their lives to actually communicate. So good for everybody who's communicated tonight. I've enjoyed the experience, and I'll see you all again soon. I am on tomorrow night, but I'm not going to promote the show, but I am on tomorrow night. And as I heard you guys talking, right, I thought of a title, because I had no title for my show tomorrow night. But I did think, you know, when women talk, do men listen? And if not, why not? So that's my show tomorrow night.
Oh, my. Okay. All right. I'm going to have to come on that one. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Ebony.
Okay.
All right, mate.
Well, sometimes if you listen to what you're upset about and you think about it and talk about it, it might not be as bad as you think it is. And that's it.
That's it? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Nice and easy. All right, Vernon.
Good show, Eric. Good show, man. You know, if we could all stop sitting back and waiting for the politicians to, you know, do things, and, you know, I agree with a lot of things the lady said today. Start taking action, because you got to realize one thing. Those politicians out there, they are living comfortable lives. You know, they comfortable, man. They don't have any struggles as far as finance and anything like that, like the things we talking about. They not worried about what's going on wrong. They going out eating fancy dinners on big vacations and stuff like that all the time. They're not worried about what we're really talking about, because, for one, like I said, we're not coming together doing anything. They're going to do what they want to do, and that's going to be the end of it. Until we decide to unify other people and get something done, ain't no need sitting there keeping on crying about it, man, because it ain't nothing going to just magically happen. You know, that's all I want to say, man. You know, might as well quit fussing about it and do something about it.
Hmm. All right. Thank you. Good point. See you tomorrow. All right, Miss Renee.
Well, it was a good show, Eric. Real good show. I think that Ebony is right, and Vern is right, and May is right. And I think if we get together and we just listen to people and we listen to what we're saying, we're all kind of saying the same thing. And, you know, mm-hmm. I believe, this is my belief, that God gave us these days to live out the best that we can. Not just go and do anything each day, but live it for the best reason that you're living it for. So get up in the morning and welcome your day, and then do something positive for somebody else. You will be greatly blessed. And when you are blessed, other people are blessed. So take that as a daily message for everyone to understand that you are not an entity into your own. It takes a lot of people to make the world go round. And if we touch each person, as many as we can in a day, you will be so blessed. And you will be, like, not even worried about what you have to do day to day as far as finances, as far as anything else, because you've taken the step to get out there to help other people. And that's all I have to say.
All right. Well, thank you, ma'am, as always. Appreciate hearing from you, and we see you tomorrow. Oh, yeah, I just need to tell you, you know, you're officially part of the crew now, so I'm just letting you put that out there. All right.
Thank you.
All right. See you tomorrow. All right, Mr. Lowe, you've been hiding. You've been holding it in. Go for it.
Oh, man. Hey, brother. I'm not holding in much, bro. Hey, everybody put in a good 2 cents, and you know, I have no problems with what anyone has said. Vernon should have caught the claps when he did his little final out there. I think you didn't give him the claps, but he made a very good point.
Oh, my bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was
go ahead.
Too late. He'll catch the claps tomorrow. How about that? Anyway. Anyway.
You know, be careful. You're going to hear this sign right here.
The politicians do live extravagant lives. I said it before and Joe said it, but they live like rock stars.
Yeah, where is Joe today?
They live, good question. They live high on the top of the mountain and look down low on us. And it's our own faults, because we haven't demanded anything. We haven't demanded anything of President Obama. I mean, really and truly, the quote-unquote black neighborhood hasn't demanded much. You know, they haven't gotten out and marched to petition or whatever the case may have been. Maybe it's time to actually get out and do things like that. See, we need a tragedy to get a fire started under us. Some people, they'll just go out and march because it's the right thing to do. But us, we're complacent. We want to wait until something bad happens or something terrible is going to happen, and that's when a few of us will try to scurry and muster everyone together. That's a culture that we've been under for far too long, man. I hate it, and it's something that can be changed. It's systematic, and we can change it if we want to. You know, I hear people talking about their grandchildren on here. I have a grandson myself. I mean, if other people other than us realize that our children and grandchildren are our future when we're dead and gone, and what legacy, what life are we leaving for them? That's the question. You know, you keep voting in the name you know,
you'll keep getting what you're getting. And your grandchildren are going to get a lot worse.
Hmm.
Well, I'm not going to go on, man. I'm going to get this this oven glazed lamb on the go here.
All right.
Yeah.
We bet off on the grill, but okay, you're going to put it in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man. Appreciate
oven
it.
Oven glazed wine smother. Absolutely.
Okay.
Wine
All right.
smother.
Bye, boy. All right, y'all. Another great show here. And once again, I want to give, I want to thank everybody that participated. Lo, Vernon, Renee, Maze, Ebony, Miss Lady, Jimmy, East Coast, Michael Hood, everybody who participated in the show today. Hey, big hands to you. Because y'all made it a great show. And like I always say, so appreciation every time you call in to participate in the show. And I love y'all. Okay, now, man, I tell you, this has been a good one. It has been a good one. Now, if you want to, leave in the comments or what have you, just go to ericlesstalk@gmail.com or go to my Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. You know, befriend me, leave a message, put something on there. Let me know you check it out, because I'm always there. In fact, every after the show, I go directly to the page to check and see if any of you visited. So, hey, hook me up, as they say. And you know what, in closing, maybe that's what the problem is. You know, black folk always want to hook up. You know, they think they got something going on and they got a special bond with somebody. First thing you want to yell is, hook me up, man. Hook me up. Maybe that's what many felt when the president was elected the first and the second time. They had the hook up. You know, they didn't have to do anything. Just be what they were already were. Little did they know what they were wasn't enough because you didn't bother to sit down and make yourself available or how can I say, you didn't make yourself better suited to get the hookup. But a lot of times while we're waiting on the hookup, we don't let a whole lot of other things pass us by, because a lot of things we could have been out there working on and making happen ourselves, we still waiting, sitting around waiting on the hookup. You know, I think that's a word that sometimes just needs to be eliminated, the hookup, you know. And in the black community, that's what we waiting on. We still waiting on the hookup from the big black savior that's going to come down and lead us to more marches and more sit-ins. And yeah, we waiting on the hookup. Well, on there I say, you keep waiting on the hookup, all right? Keep waiting on the hookup. You know, you're going to be still hooking up, sitting at the bottom of the pool, while all the other crabs have crawled out the pool and made it somewhere and started building new homes and started new lives somewhere else where they're supposed to be. While you still at the bottom waiting on that hookup. Now, I know some of you probably don't understand when I say what I mean to hookup, but those out there know, they know what I mean when I say the hookup. You know, in other words, you waiting on somebody to do something to you. You keep waiting now. Keep waiting. I'm sure you're going to get what you deserve eventually. Just keep waiting on that hookup. The hookup is going to come for you. It really is. The question is, will it come for you too late? All right, y'all. Well, that's all I got today. That's it for me. Hey, just remember to keep smiling, because I'm always laughing. Y'all ever notice that, how I'm always laughing? I know some things don't even be funny. I start laughing. I'm silly like that, though. See, there I go again. You know, I'm just silly like that. But, hey, if you keep laughing, you'd be surprised how young you stay, how much fun you have if you're just by yourself. Thank you, nasty. Anyway, show appreciation, you know, but show appreciation, not looking for any in return. Now, that's not saying that you won't receive any, but, you know, just do it because. Just because. That's right. Just because. And don't forget to forgive with an open heart. But before you do, make sure your heart is pure. You haven't forgiven yourself, because it's no good to try and forgive somebody else if you haven't forgiven yourself and your heart is full of hatred and distrust and evilness. Okay? And you're still waiting on that hookup. All right, well, that's it, y'all. Till tomorrow, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 12 Pacific. Now, you know what I'm doing? I'm going to give y'all a hookup until tomorrow. We're going to go out of here with Kumo D once again. And you know what? I changed that. We ain't going to go out of here, Kumo. No, we're going to go out of here with today. We're going to go out of here with my boy, Luther, because in the black community, sometimes we have to be reminded of what we think is an impossible dream is really our future once we die to go get it. So we're going out of here with Luther and an impossible dream. Y'all have a good one. I'm out.
Lord.